Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Epiphany Radio, the Real Entertainment Network.
Your number one hit station in town.
This is Radio.
This is Sandy, and you're listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Peace, blessings, and one love.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained? Is this not why you are here?
Turn the music up, turn me down. Cool. Let's go get him again. Time is for the money, my nigga. Brooklyn, stand up.
Never been a nigga this good for this long, this hood, for this pop, this hot, for this strong, with so many different flows. This one's for this song, the next one I switch up, this one will get bit up. These fucks too lazy to make up shit, they crazy, they don't paint pictures, they just trace me, you know what? Soon they forget where they pluck, they whole style from the try to reverse the outcome. I'm like, huh? I'm not a biter, I'm a writer for myself and others. I say a big verse, I'm only bigging up my brother, bigging up my barrel, I'm big enough to do it, I'm that barrel. Plus I know my own flow is foolish, so the rings and things you sing about, bring them out. It's hard to yell when the barrel's in your mouth. I'm in new sneakers, dual seaters, few divas. What more can I tell you? Let me spell it for you. W-I-L-L-I-E. Nobody truer than H-O-V. And I'm back for more. New York's ambassador. Prime Minister, back to finish my business up. Rain in the drought, sucking on hoes, brushing off my shirt, but ain't nothing on my clothes, set my chain, my name, Young H.O., pitch the yay faithful, even if they patrol, I make payroll, Vince payful, friends they roll, private jets down to Turks and Caicos, Chris caseloads, I don't give a shit, nigga, one life to live, I can't let a day go by without me being fly, fresh to death, head to toe to the day I rest. And I don't wear jerseys, I'm 30 plus. Give me a crisp pair of jeans, nigga, button up. X dots on my feet, make my sights complete. What more can I say? Google, play the beat. We gon' let this ride into the hook. I'ma snap my fingers on it. What more can I say to you? Get my chrome man on. Let's go! Now you know your ass is Willie when they got you in the mag for like half a billy, and your ass ain't Lily White. That mean that shit you write must be illy. Either that or your flow is silly. It's both. I don't mean to boast, but damn if I don't brag, some crackers gon' act like I ain't on their ass. The Martha Stewart, that's far from Jewish, far from a Harvard student, just had the balls to do it. And no, I'm not through with it. In fact, I'm just previewing it. This ain't the show, I'm just EQing it. 1-2 when I won't stop abusing it. The groovy girl stop false accusing it. Back to the music, the Maybach roof is translucent. Niggas got a problem, Houston. What up, B? They can't shut up me. Shut down I, not even P.E. I'm a ride. God forgive me for my brash delivery, but I remember vividly what these streets did to me. So picture me, let these clowns nitpick at me. Paint me like a pickaninny. I would literally kiss TT in the forehead. Tell her please forgive me to squeeze into your forehead. I'm not the one to score points off. In fact, I got a joint to knock your points off. Young, over the guard, nigga, blasphemy. I'm at the Trump International, ask for me. I ain't never scared. I'm everywhere, you ain't never there. Nigga, why would I ever care? Pound for pound, I'm the best to ever come around here. Excluding nobody, look what I embody. The soul of a hustler, I really ran the street. A CEO's mind, that marketing plan was me. And no, I ain't get shot up a whole bunch of times. Or make up shit in a whole bunch of lines. And I ain't animated like say a Busta Rhymes. But the real shit you get when you bust down my lines. Add that to the fact I went plat a bunch of times. Times that by my influence on pop culture, I'm supposed to be number one on everybody's list. We'll see what happens when I no longer exist. Fuck this. What more can I say? Now tuned into the motherfucking greatest. Turn the music up in the headphones. Tim, you can go and brush your shoulders off, nigga. I got you. Yeah. If you feeling like a pimp, nigga, go and brush your shoulders off. Ladies are pimps too, go and brush your shoulders off. Niggas is crazy, baby, don't forget that boy told you get that. Turn up your shoulder, I'll probably go with the yard. Probably be locked by the boss, trying to hustle some things. That go with the Porsche, feeling no remorse. Feeling like my hand was false. Middle finger to the law, nigga, gripping my balls. Said the ladies, they love me. From the bleachers, they screaming. All the ballers is bouncing, they like the way I be leaning. All the rappers be hating. Off the trap that I'm making, but all the hustlers, they love it. Just to see one of us making. Came from the bottom and bottom to the top of the pop. Nigga, London, Japan, and I'm straight up the block. Like a running back, get it, man, I'm straight up the block. I can run it back, nigga, cause I'm straight with the rock. Come on, you feeling like a pimp, nigga, gone, brush your shoulders off. Ladies and pimps too, gone, brush your shoulders off. Niggas is crazy, baby, don't forget that boy told you, kid. That, turn up your shoulder, you got a kid. That, turn up your shoulder, you got a kid. In the kitchen with soda, I just whipped up a watch, trying to get me a rover, trying to stretch out the coca, like a wrestler, yes sir, keep the heckler close, you know them smokers are pressure, but like 52 cars went out, I'm through dealing now, 52 bars come out, now you feel them now, 52 cars roll out, remove ceiling in case 52 bras come out, now you chilling with a boss, bitches cars, SP on the sleeve, after 40-40 club, ESPN on the screen, I play a grip for the jeans, touch the slippers are clean, no chrome on the wheels, I'm a grown-up for real. She's feeling like a pimp, nigga, gone, brush your shoulders off. Ladies and pimps too, gone, brush your shoulders off. Niggas is crazy, baby, don't forget that boy told you, kid. That, turn up your shoulder, you got a kid. That, turn up your shoulder, you got a kid. That, turn up your shoulder, you got a kid. That, turn up your shoulder, you got a kid. Back in the building, Brooklyn, we back on the map. Me and my beautiful bitch in the back of the back. I'm the realest to run it, I just happen to rap. I ain't got a clap at them, niggas scared of that black. I dropped that black album, then I back out it as the best rapper alive. Nigga, ask about me from bricks to billboards, from grams to Grammys, the O's, the opposite. Off and in, you got a pardon, Jay, for selling out the garden in the day. I'm like a young Marvin in the day. I'm a hustler, homie, you a customer crony. Got some dirt on my shoulder, could you brush it off for me? If you feeling like a pimp, nigga, gone, brush your shoulders off. Ladies and pimps too, gone, brush your shoulders off. Niggas is crazy, baby, don't forget that boy told you, kid. That, turn up your shoulder, you got a kid. That, turn up your shoulder, you got a kid. That, turn up your shoulder, you got a kid. Now tuned into the motherfucking greatest. Best rapper alive.
has finally appeared, and I'm astonishing rap characters to cause of the tears. Quasimodo in the quotables that speak from my mouth, and no doubt, we rubbed you wrong and rubbing you out. To try to tackle such a problem is a foolish goal, and when the opposition's abstract, bless your soul. There are degrees of MCs, but none on the level of the older vocalists, precious like metal. Making all my rounds through the town like physician, I be curing impure MCs, plagued with disease. So take a spoonful of poet penicillin in, sit back and listen to your man as I fill it in the Renaissance. Rap, 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 Renaissance. This is the Renaissance. This is the Renaissance. So here we go now, it is the Midnight Marauder on the scene. Geographically earthed in a place called Queens. I was born with my principles, the way I displayed how I used to MC where all the other kids played. Cause I was way too ill, so I would own my skills and go out in the park and let my chemical spills. Right there on Farmers Boulevard, I made my mark. Two dudes, niggas were dead from with me in the north. And then my legend would grow on the A-Train line, where brothers would gather to see me blowing nicks and dimes. It was me, Big P, Tanya, Answer, Abu. In the heat of the cypher, I was not liable from all the casualties of the Dutty MC. I split the train car like Moses did the Red Sea. So get it in your head, we gon' rock the dead. Night of the living MCs, the weak ones fled. And the stage is the pulpit, Renaissance won't quit. We gon' baptize y'all for your benefit. We've been aligned and assigned to change. Rearrange all your molecules like Doctor Strange. Make your cultures move, if you disapprove, you can keep loud mouth and it won't bust the groove. You see, the object of the game is we don't see it as one. We don't quit bullshit, and we never lost none. Deeper than the oceans and expand like air, we be vast indeed. And if your hearing's impaired, we got the perfect remedy for you tonight. Just put your ear to it, it's like dynamite. And it's the Renaissance rap. It is the Renaissance. Cause it's the Renaissance. It's the Renaissance. Rap, it's Renaissance. Rap, rap. Now looking at your clock, you know that it's time to hear a real ill beat combinated with rhymes brought to you by the person at the T.O.P. That be G.O.D. and I be T.I.P. The promoter of the blindness, witness what iris of this lame, and he came behind the Royal Highness. Don't you ever forget who put that pep in your step. We made it cool to wear medallions and say hotep. And this beat is something that you can't recover from. You better all join in the force because we can't be done. Listen, we on this mission and it's the goal. So welcome to the Renaissance in stereo. It's the Renaissance, Renaissance, Renaissance.
You can believe this. Renaissance poetry. This is the 50th show, people. You can believe we made it to 50 shows. This is crazy. This month is the third year anniversary of Renaissance poetry. You know, we do it every other month, and we had a little, you know, a little time off here and there for certain reasons, but to be at 50 shows with everything we've been through, everyone we've lost, that's momentous to me. And I'm happy to be able to share this with everybody here. This is a great time for me. I'd like to shout out Black Noise Poetry. You know, they had a show about 8 o'clock. And there was another show around the same time. I think Nazila Jameson, the virtual open mic. I wanted to get on those shows at 8 before my show started, but I wasn't able to. I was caught up in show prep. But I just want to shout them out because it's all love. You know, poetry is poetry. And if I can get involved, hell, I want to be there. That's where the energy is right now. I'm glad for everyone who's here today to share this with us. And, you know, before I get in, you know, before I go all the way in, let me go and bring my co-host over here because I know she got something to say. This is a three-year anniversary. This is the 50th show. What's up, Kim?
Peace. What's going on, my brother? Happy third anniversary to Renaissance Poetry. Listen, this is a moment to remember. 50 shows, 50 different flyers, 50 different platforms of energy, 50 mics of fire coming through here, all the different changes from COVID, life changes, losing some dear people, but all in all, wrapping it up to come back and celebrate life right here on a platform that gives it to you each and every other Friday. We could not have done this without y'all. Everything y'all bring fuels us, to do what we do, and we love it. And I'm just feeling excited here, man, just to, you know, 3 years doing it and having people come back consistently and fall in love with this platform consistently and pushing the art form forward. That's what it's all about.
That's what I'm talking about right there. You know, the consistency of people who continue to rock with us makes this all special. Like I said, many times it's like a family reunion when we get on here. And all the people who come through, y'all like family, seriously. We appreciate you guys. We need you just as much as you need us. This whole platform is for sharing, you know, all of this energy that we give one another and we take back with us. It's all beautiful. And it's the reason why we keep coming back, because it's that genuine thing. You know, we're happy for that. And so with that being said, you know, I appreciate you, Kim. I'm going to go ahead and put you back, because we're not going to hold everybody up. I know we got the number one call. Oh, go ahead. What you got to say?
Let me say one more thing. So I just want y'all to know I tagged something on the event page. It's our three-year anniversary. What I want y'all to do, go on there and tag where you're from, your name, and, you know, post some pictures up there. We want to see y'all beautiful faces in this celebration. So it'll be pinned right to the top of the event page. Go on and tag it up, y'all.
Already. See how she do, man? She makes sure everybody stay involved. That's what I love about Kim, how she gets it in. And, again, I just got to tell you, for 3 years, you the hell of a promoter, man, because you get it in. You get it in. My ass is sitting back like, I don't know what to do. You be killing it, so I got to give you props for that.
You the captain of the ship. I follow your lead. That's why we good partners on this. It's all love. Love you, my brother.
Already. Love you too, sis. Oh, yeah. Before, everybody. Kim just had a birthday. We're going to let that slide. Y'all make sure y'all shout her out. Y'all shout her out on this show. When you come on here, make sure you let her know. Give her some love. You know, happy birthday once again to you, Kim.
I'm going to get you. Okay. All right, y'all. One love. One mic.
Already. Thought she was going to get out of here scot-free. She thought she was going to make it. We bring in the number one caller. Who we got in the building?
Hey, what's up? Renaissance.
What's happening? Man,
how y'all doing, man? Happy 3 years, you know? Happy 3 years.
Already, brother, man. Let everybody know who we talking to.
You got Joe the Bubble Mind Dancer in the AKA Lou Draws.
Lou Draws in the building. The number one caller. Yeah. I mean, just consistently the number one caller, man. How you been this week, bro?
Oh, man, I've been getting it good, man. It's been good times.
That's what's up, man. Glad to hear that, bro. Ah, you've been here for damn near every show. I don't think you missed a show, have you? Maybe you missed one. I don't know. You've been here for all 50 of them. Yeah, I mean, if you weren't, yeah, matter of fact, you were, because a couple times somebody got the number one on, and that was the reason why, because you didn't make it to the show that day. That's the only reason. Ain't been maybe but one other reason you got to the show and wasn't number one, so yeah. But, man, I always appreciate you showing up, man. You've been consistently here supporting, and, you know, and that's what's up, man. So, you know, thanks once again for continuing to be here and showing Renaissance Poetry that love and starting us off with that fire shit, which I'm finna let you do, because I know that's what you came to do, man. So I'm going to let you do your thing, but I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
All right, here we go. Cloudy skies, so much fog in the daylight, and we lay right into wrong. It's expected. In a world of hyped on rhetoric, I retort for sports. At times, I'm a container. When it rains here, I'm at my best. What's best for me is to be blessed to see a sunset. Wearing like a septuagenarian, clouds are like oil. And but thunder isn't how it was. I won't believe a word just cuz. Just because it's not Jesus and God we trust on American currency. The only thing some believe in the past, future, and currently. Sunny days run cloudy concurrently. Agree to disagree, now that worries me. An army of me's who don't want to be? Artificial relevance like silver iodide on a cloud. I dispute your evidence when rain was cheated for. I thrive in cloudy skies, searching for a lining. Blanket me with faith, the far sight of a blind man. therapy becomes group heresy. Dare I see a new cloud? I see clearly how legislative education got me hoarding books now. Here comes the rain. R to the E to the IGN. Get your education before they tell you what you've been. This cloud they're living under is full of fake thunder. That's my poem. Thank you.
All right, so I can't let you get away with this line right here. You know, I mean, you got a few off in here. I'm going to make you give me that first stanza back real quick. But before I get to that, group therapy becomes heresy. But the line that got me, because we've been talking about this quite often with a few people, legislation has me hoarding books now. Look here, man. I've been reading 1619. I don't know how many people have read this particular book. But I thought I was on some shit. I thought I understood some stuff about what has happened in this country. Man, the lengths that they go to keep history from us, the lengths that they go to from keeping us from understanding what truly happened is absolutely ridiculous. And that line about hoarding the books is so real, because anything that told the story correctly, they're trying to get rid of. They want their story to be the only one out there, probably. You hit the nail on the head on that piece. But, yeah, give me back the first stanza real quick. The way you started this, give me the first stanza back, bro.
Which one before?
The very beginning, the very first stanza.
Oh, okay. So much fog in the daylight, and we lay right into wrong. It's expected. In the world hyped on rhetoric, I retort for sport. At times, I'm a detainer. When it rains here, I'm at my best. What's best for me is to be blessed to see a sunset, wearing like a septuagenarian, clouds are like oil. But thunder isn't how it was. I won't believe a word just cause. Just cause is not Jesus, and God we trust for the American currency. The only thing some believe in the past, future, and currently. Get it?
That shit there, bro. That shit, especially when we got to the Jesus line, that shit there. That the way you brought that piece in, man, I was ready. I was ready for everything else you was about to give, because I knew you was going in, as always, bro. That's a solid piece, man. Solid piece, bro. You always start us off right with that good-ass line, wordplay energy, bro, man. Real talk, you've been the number one for a reason.
Hey, I appreciate it, fam. I appreciate it, fam. You know, we all one in this world, man. Soon as we realize that. But anyhow, I digress. Keep on moving, man. Love y'all, man. Keep doing y'all thing. Love you, Kim Brother. Happy birthday, baby. Happy birthday.
There you go. Make sure you get that off in there. Happy birthday to Kim Brother.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Appreciate you, man, for coming through. Hopefully we'll see you next time. As always, man.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. No doubt, man. No doubt.
Already. That was Joe. A verbal coming through doing his thing. He always starts to show off right. We go into 424 in the building.
What's going on, y'all? Happy 50th, happy 3 year.
Already. Look at you. You the consistent number two these days. What's happening, man?
Not much. Joe got the Blog Talk lady on lockdown, so I concede that to him.
He got something going on. He got something going on with the Blog Talk lady, man, for real. I don't know how he always number one on almost every show. Like, almost every show he number one. But yeah, appreciate you for coming through, man. We appreciate you shouting us out. You know, we appreciate you continuing to come through and rock it with us, man. And for real, your family. So it means a lot that you guys continue to rock with us.
Oh, I wasn't going to miss this one. There was no way on God's green earth I was going to miss this one.
Already. Does that mean you brought Barry back with you, or you just left that for the page?
I'll let you be surprised on this one.
All right, bro. Fair enough, man. I'm going to let you do your things. I'm going to press mute. The mic is yours.
Oh. will take good care of you. That's what a man is supposed to do. Wait, hold on. I can't do that. For this, I have to go back. I have to go back to the beginning, the way I got started. A fear of a number, 13, lives in peril. Scars left. 13 lashes from that called Widowmaker. Either you die or you scarred for life. No peace will you find, 13 dogs baying in the distance. Will they escape? Teen bodies brought back. 13 new slaves brought back from the sale to replace the 13 lynched last month. On the tree of woe, 13 nooses waiting for 13 more souls to take. The fear of a number in a land strange to them. No joy to be found here. 13. A change gon' come. Whoa, yes it will. That's a piece.
You you show off, dog. That's all it is. That's all it is. You gonna come to my show and hit me with the berry and take it back to 13 lashes on the back? You gonna take it to 13 nooses and 13 souls and then hit me with a change gonna come, brother? Man, look. I would like to say I ain't fucking with you, but I do. You my boy, so I ain't gonna say it. I ain't gonna say that. I wasn't even ready, bro. I said, look at this dude here. He gonna hit me with the Barry White. I knew it. I knew he was gonna do it, and he was like, I can't do that. I said, okay, you playing with my emotions. You playing with my emotions, Smokey. Look, bro. Your pen has been elevating every show. You just keep on pushing your pen, man. You wouldn't sing for shit. Now you're over here blowing like you straight out of Hitsville, man. Like you straight out of Motown in this motherfucker. All right, I see you. I ain't even mad at you, brother. I appreciate that. It's dope to see your comfort level. And, you know, you just do your thing, man. That's what's up, bro. Appreciate that. It's good to see. Good to hear. Glad you made it to the show. You got me. You got me. I wasn't ready. I didn't know what you was about to do, but you got me. That was good shit.
That was last minute as I was listening to Joe. I just wanted to add something different. And
you did that.
To be truthfully honest, I think one of our friends was whispering in my ear.
I ain't even mad at you, because sometimes you just got to listen.
Shout out to Sister Taraji.
Already, man. It never takes, we were just talking about it not too long. Like, every show, you know, we got to say her name in some way. You know, every show, she's here with us, man. So we appreciate that, man. Appreciate you showing love to Taraji, man. We love her. We miss her. And she's always here, man. So that's what's up, bro. That's dope shit.
Oh, yeah. And, Kim, happy birthday. You ain't getting out of this.
Get it off in now. Get it off in now. She thought she was going to slip away with that because her birthday ain't on the day of the show. She thought she was going to make it.
Nah. Sorry, sis.
Not going to do it.
appreciate you, brother, man. We're going to go to the next caller. I appreciate you, as always, for showing up consistently, doing your thing on the show.
Yes, sir. One love, one mic. Y'all be easy. We'll see 50 more.
All right. Look here. That's what we want, man. That's what we want, man. That's my boy, Anthony Arnold, in the building, crooning, bringing us the best of Motown. You know, we're going to go to the next caller we got. 562 in the building.
What's up? How you doing, sir?
I'm great, man. Let everybody know who we have the pleasure of listening to tonight.
I am Samuel Rain, sometimes Complicated Passion, and sometimes Dark Man Blue. And you're listening to Epiphany Radio, Renaissance Poetry, of course, right here live on the network with your host, Keith. One of the dopest poets I've heard. I heard you on the show. It was like, oh, wow, you know, I need to hear more of you for sure.
That's what's up,
absolutely,
bro.
Yeah, absolutely. I was blown away. I'm like, I came here for three reasons. To say happy birthday to the hurricane, to remember Sister Taraji, and to hear the whole spit when it happens.
That's what's up, man. We appreciate that. Look,
yeah, because I heard
that
you were going to do that, right?
Yeah, I mean, we always. That's a fun part of the show, man. We have a good time with it. Being that it's the anniversary show, you know, we're trying to get it in because we expect y'all to be doing the same thing. We know that y'all going to come and tear up the mic, so we can't be, you know, with a tail between our legs either. We got to come through with it. You know, I appreciate you. The respect is mutual, man. You know, I still got to hit you on the back telling about these books, man. I'd be procrastinating. But, congratulations on, you know, y'all being on the road and doing your thing, man. It's been dope to see y'all on the road getting it in, man.
Yeah, the Great Beards of Poetry will be on the road again either late October, but definitely in November for sure. And, of course, I'm going to be on the road prior to that, but we're definitely going to be out there doing that thing.
That's what's up. If y'all come through the Dallas-Fort Worth area, let me know, man. I'll definitely come through. Holla at y'all.
Oh, yeah. I love Dallas. I've been there, and I had a great time and when I was
that's
in Dallas.
Up,
yeah, last year. Yeah, but you know, I definitely want to come back. So I will definitely let you know. Once we connect, then we'll see about making that happen.
That's what's up, brother. All right, man. Well, appreciate the love as always. We're going to let you do your thing because I know you came to rock the mic. So I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
Absolutely. All right. Thank you, sir. I want to flow through her like mountain rivers, leaving oceans of dreams like rain. I am the cradle to her life. I want to be the poem she reads and then breathe the sounds of her. It's been a while since I've tasted beautiful, arousing earth tones. She be black coffee in my mornings. Her essence flows through me. I tell her she's that preview to my pain. We love hard. Have you ever felt black rain? I could never let her go. She tells me the same when she says, I'm your fiend, dark man. She's off the chain. Called me to Mac and Game. I'm just hungry for her love. I show her. We all flow differently. Some of us flow rhymes and call it therapy. Now, I've been touring around the country, heard poets try to mimic Salam AC. So somewhere in here, there's a rewind. It will be complicated passions, making love to your mind. Now, this might take a little time. We won't call it a sin. You'll just need to give in, like, touch me like I'm going to touch you. You see, I'm looking for that proper beginning with a dope end. I won't stop until you're through. You see, I'll need you to come too. Now, back to part two. Flowing rhymes like therapy. She said my words have ways, so I took out my pen like she asked me. She said, write into me and make it nasty. Now she knows I would read her. It felt good discovering myself, true story, this past forgotten, these ancient memories feeding my soul. I wanted more, and she was giving, inviting me like home. She shared her emotions, leaving echoes on wall paintings. I spoke her name. She's dark girl magic. It wasn't her appearance. I fell into thinking this is what makes me. She was that dare I needed. I had to. She spoke her mind, and I don't mind. Then her beauty moves me. I could taste the hunger. After all, she's temptation. If only she knew, the dark girl, I'll be loving you with all of my senses. Not just a five-day mention, and my 360 coming in dimension, encompassing. If I were making love, I would inhale the scent of you like the sheets do. Take your breath away like a silent movie to be deeper into you. You singing to me and I come alive. As the fire in your body engulfs the depth of my soul, I feel you like music. Yes, it was murder and I wrote it. Could have been me ink from the edge of this pen, but it's you I'm writing in. Caught up in a crime scene, it was love and the conversation, a dark side of romance. I found myself tied up, choked up. I even gave up. If she was the last word I would pen, she was a love poem and didn't know it. So I began to write her down, my understanding she needed to feel this way. Her private time would be me tasting her emotions, those hidden thoughts, knowing she needed my affection. I am complicated passion, the voice behind this pen. Thank you. Are you with me? Epiphany Radio, live on Blog Talk.
Say, hey, bro, I'm here. This thing is, this Blog Talk ain't going to get me today. Look here, man.
Whatever, they cut you off or did they cut me off?
They my mic wouldn't unmute, but it is what it is. You're not going to get me today. You're not going to get me today. Look here, brother. I know that going well. You didn't bring Helmsley into this piece. And I know I wasn't tripping on murder. You didn't bring murder she wrote and flip it into this piece.
Yeah, absolutely.
I was trying to make sure I wasn't tripping. My man said, it's been a while since I tasted beautiful. All right, bro. All right. I would inhale her scent like the sheets. Okay. You're just spitting. You're spitting on the piece. You're spitting off in here, man. I see what you did. But the murder she wrote, yeah, that was dope right there. But I like how you flipped it.
Yeah. Yep, I just learned that recently. It was something that I wrote back in 2019 after hearing Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer spit a poem about murder. And I said, how can I incorporate murder into a love poem? And that's what happened.
Hey, a lot of ways you can do that, but I appreciate how you did it, brother. It don't take much to put murder off into, yeah. But yeah, I appreciate how you did it, man. Yeah, that was dope.
Oh, well, thank you. And much love to you and Cambrella for your third year and keeping it going. I'm going to make sure that as long as this show is live on Epiphany Radio, that I come as often as I can.
Already, man. We appreciate when you come through. I know you're out there doing your thing. I know you're out there making these, you know, these shows and featuring and all of that, man. But to take the time to come through, you know, we always, you know, appreciate how you do that. So that's what's up, man. Hopefully you continue to do your thing and continue to make it to the show. And, you know, hope to see you next time.
All right. Thank you for having me. Peace.
All right. I mean, Rain in the building. We're going to go to the next caller. We got 415 in the building.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you just
Hello?
Fine. Let everybody know. Let everybody know who we have in the building.
Hi, this is Sylvia Blaylock.
Sylvia Blaylock, how are you doing today, ma'am?
You know, I am doing really well, sir. I want to say happy anniversary. I already said it, but I'm going to say it again. Happy birthday, Kimbrella Renette. I know you're doing it. I hope you continue to do so and all that.
Indeed, indeed. We appreciate that. How you been? It's been a minute. I'm glad that you made it back to the
show.
Oh,
my goodness. So much. And doing really well. It's hot as Northwest hell here in California, but I understand it's hot everywhere this year. So I guess we all
yeah,
go through
it.
Look, I'm so happy that you are celebrating your third anniversary. You have been doing this long and strong. I love it.
Can you believe it, though? Because that just wasn't me. Like, I didn't think I'd do a show that long at all. What? You got 50 shows? What? Of just Renaissance Poetry, not even the other shows I've been on, but 50 shows of this one platform? What?
And just this one. That's, I mean, Kimbrella said it. That's a sign of consistency.
We try. We have our moments where we, you know, we ain't here. But, but you know, we have our reasons, but we definitely try to continue the show on. And it's dope that people continue to rock with us. So we appreciate how you guys continue to come out. And I don't care how many times I say it. I don't care if you're tired of hearing me say we appreciate. But we do. It's really what it is. So, yeah, you know, glad you made it out. You know, I know you got other things that you're doing, so that means a lot.
Oh, I was at the open mic for the Berkeley Slam team, which is what that invite was for. But there's, like, so much poetry going on this weekend in Northern California.
Oh,
they've got the Poetry Beach Crawl, where you go to different venues from the start of the day to the end of the day, hearing slams, book releases, open mic. It's my third time going. It's going to be wonderful. I'll be there tomorrow.
Oh, that sounds dope, man. That's right up my alley. I need to get some of that in.
Right. Well, I'm ready to do this. I know you got a lot of people in line. I'm not going to keep you. I'm going to hug you. Kisses, Epiphany. You guys are doing such great things, and I'm going to go ahead and do my phone.
All right, I appreciate that. I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
Oh, say, can you see? History has its eyes on us, vision blurred by smoke and dirty mirrors, rose-tinted glasses where spilled blood access filter, make lash extensions, manage to filter fake fame claims through reveal precision moves on a chessboard with brass poles and pink director's couches. Remember, should the moon start at this? Using our powers to the good, power is motivated to action. Pain infuses muscles long inactive, and once thought in decline, Generation X is marking spots in this mad, mad world. Woke giants are planting more beanstalks because it ain't fun. It ain't no fun if my homies can't have none. Focus long kept on light causes blindness to all else. Dollar bills are dangling carrots, tethered to fishing poles, wielded by wizened old wizards and waiters, and still we take a swing for it. Who needs ESPN when the news has a big board? Bought in PPV Fall Classic tickets. We scream from our couches at our team, whether red or blue, moving the score with our will, with no actual foot in the game. Without us watching, there would be no show. But are we the chicken or the egg in this episode? And is one of us crossing a proverbial road in this scenario? We watch with rapture as someone we hate is caused discomfort, while their decomposing humanity allows us vainglorious exaltation of our own. Seeds are the reparations that will grow the noun better. Everyone has room to grow when the soil is this rich. We no longer need to look back for answers. Those answers have presented as light of day. The lie of lack gives way to abundance. The world is being tilled and the weeds are fighting back. The world as we knew it is struggling to live, knowing it cannot as it was. My third eye sees it deep down, you know. Love will win. Hate will fight as it fades. Seeds long planted are pushing for the sun. We are what our ancestors have to show for us. And that's that piece.
Yes, ma'am. I read this one today, so I was already tripping on this. And to hear you spit it, man, look. Rose-tinted glasses where spilled blood acts as a filter. Shit, meek lash extensions manage to filter fake fame. Like, you killing it, but the line what really got me when I was reading it earlier. Woke giants are planting more beanstalks because it ain't no fun if my homies can't have none. Now, you coming from Cali, I'm already, you know, okay, I see the parallel. But it's just dope, period. Like, the whole piece. And everything that you're trying to convey, like, you definitely nailed it. But the wordplay is crazy. I love the metaphors that you use in this piece. It's dope to hear you actually spit it versus reading it. You know, you have a cadence all your own. Definitely, definitely love when you come through. Glad you made it today.
Thank you. This is my second reading. The first one was earlier today. I love you, everyone. Enjoy the show. I will be here with Abdrapture, listening to all the dope poets. It's been wonderful.
All right, we hope that you continue to make it like you're saying. Tell Kim, you know, on the event page again, happy birthday, because, you know, she ain't going to make it. We ain't going to let her make it.
Absolutely.
All right. That was Sylvia Blaylock doing her thing. We're going to get 445. Hold on. Let me make sure which 445 that is, because I ain't bringing in. I ain't bringing you in if that's who I think it is. Let me make sure. Yeah, we're going to bring in 445 in the building.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Kimbrella. Happy birthday to you and many more. Happy birthday, sis.
Oh, shit. Look at you getting serenaded. Look at you getting serenaded.
Oh, well, thank you, sis. I appreciate you.
You're welcome.
So beautiful. Thank you. He's going to beat you up, though. Beat you up, Keith. You see, he won't let me lay that down because I got him. You know what I'm saying? So now he got to get me. You know? Always got to throw me under the bus. Can't let me live even on the anniversary.
It's all good. It's all
good.
You're
going to be all right.
I really appreciate you.
Oh, you're welcome, darling. You're welcome.
Oh, man, the show. Y'all got me scared. This fit. These powerhouses coming on here doing their thing. I'm like, man.
Everybody trying to hear that. Yeah, everybody trying to hear that shit.
For real, y'all got me scared. And it's all
yeah,
good.
Yeah.
All good,
then you finna come through and just burn the mic up. Hey, everybody trying that shit. Look here, I'm going to let you do what you came to do. You talking to nonsense. I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
All right, thank you. Okay. I am ready for love. All of the joy and the pain. And all the time that it takes just to stay in your good days. I'm ready for love to build with the one who not only comes in peace but is at peace within. I'm ready for the ultimate collaboration, that bond sealed with light from the highest consciousness where nothing can break, enter, or surpass it. Beautifully balanced mind, body, spirit, the happiest triad. Or just the presence of our presence. Give, love, and support without even trying. Energy so amazing it leaves us flying. Not blinded to some bad days to come, but enough good ones to not interrupt the peace built and kept between us. I'm ready for love. One to where the more that I trust him, the stronger I feel within, because I've kissed every last one of my healed scars, so I'm bringing love from the stars. Ready for heart over ego, because he knows where his safe space of trust is located when he falls into my arms. He can feel when I pray for him, so I keep him covered, because I'm in this for the long haul. I'm a child of seas and wind, but also of where light begins. So I want us to ride inside each other's love. They say, watch what you ask for, because you might receive. But if you ask me tomorrow, I'll say the same thing. I'm ready for love.
You play too much.
Yeah.
Indy RE, for real? You gonna bring Indy RE to the show? Okay.
Just
you got some lines off in here, you know.
Bit.
You got some lines up ready, you know. Ready for heart over ego. I want us to ride in each other's blood. You got some lines, but you going to talk about the heavy hitters and you afraid to do. And then going to hit us with Indy RE. You don't sound scary to me. That's why I said I ain't playing with you. That's why I said let's come to this. Ain't nobody trying to hear that bullshit you talking about.
For real, though.
If you can confidently sing that, if you can confidently sing that,
oh wow!
I ain't trying to hear that. Yeah, appreciate you coming out to
man.
The show. Always showing love. Let everybody know what you got going on in Epiphany Radio.
Okay, so I'm gonna start with Wednesday night. Every Wednesday night, you can catch me on a panel of guest divas because my original co-host is recuperating right now from surgery, and she's not going to be back for a while. But it's called Divas Talk. There is no more erotic love, poetry, and none of that going on. We changed it to Divas Talk, and we focus mainly on energy and the different ways that people bring it and how we adjust to it and adapt to it. So that's every Wednesday night at 9 here at Epiphany. Now, on Monday nights, you can catch me in King and Queen's Quarters co-hosting with King Atterbury. And that's just bring your best. Bring what you got, man, you know. And that's pretty much it for now. I had to cool out on all the shows. You know, I got my grandbaby here, so he takes up most of my time. But,
I was about to say, I ain't here to grandbaby this time.
I'm patting his little bottom because he woke up. I don't know what it is about this show, but every time you open my mic, this boy wakes up, and he got ready to make some noise. And
he got something to say.
His mouth real quick.
He got something to say. Look here. When he write his first poem, make sure he come to the show. That's all I'm saying. He ready. He ready
That's
to spit, too. He ain't playing with you. We appreciate you coming to the show. Make sure you put it on the event page, you know, whatever you got going on. Let everybody have an opportunity to link up with you.
Absolutely, absolutely. All right, thank you. Oh, and happy anniversary once again. One love, one mic.
Already. That was La Pearl, La Negra. You know, sometimes we call her Miss Pearly. But, yeah. We got one more caller to bring to the mic before we get the whole spit. We got 937 in the building.
Hey. Happy anniversary.
What's
happy
happening?
Day. What's happening? I'm
already.
Say, I knew this show since y'all was a baby. I just want to touch y'all's cheeks.
You've been here since conception like a motherfucker already. And you always show up. Ain't nothing stopping you from showing up to the show. You be out on the road, you do whatever you're doing, you still gonna be here. We love that, and you share the show on your page. You know, you definitely do your thing for the show, so we definitely shout you out for that. Appreciate it.
Oh yeah, by the way, this is Adrian Simone, poet Sugar Brown.
Especially by the way, you know, in the building,
in the
building.
House.
So how have you enjoyed the show so far?
Dope, amazing as always. Got the hostess with the mostest and the page especially. So, yeah, happy solar time, umbrella.
Already, get it in. She ain't getting away from none of these. But, yeah, we're about to get into the host bit in a minute, but we're going to let you do what you came to do. So I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
Thank you. This is called the Orgasm Monologue. You put me in a jar, wrote my name with the tip of your tongue, signed it in the paper sound of your voice, held it in the roof of your mouth until the taste of me has been swallowed, rolled every element of my DNA with erotic bluntness, blew me shotgun kisses. I'm feeling myself. Bell that turned my spine into glass shards, tingling. Air dispelled like a captivating fog. I'm contained here, suspended, frozen for effortless minutes, not in my body, nor in my mind. My limbs feel fragmented. I'm wind-chimed, caught dancing, electric. Skin refusing to be anything except ethereal with magic in a place no one talks about, unnamed, upside down, filling under my feet. Serpent posture gives way to kundalini energy rising. I slip away to the ringing in my ears, the static cursing through me. The hip gyration pulls me into a primal grind. My pelvis does its own thing, has its own rhythm, undulating, matching yours, until we meet in the middle like an infinity symbol, recycling. We're endlessly reciprocal. I'm like the Black Alice in Wonderland, following the white rabbit further into the shadow of a doubt, chasing the feeling until it explodes in shattered dimensions outside of my body. Unconscious, but fully aware of my location. Rerouting. Hold my hips, we flip, face down, ass up position. I find heaven in here. What is that? Loud music? I'm headbanging the pillow, didn't know there'd be rock and roll. Your fingers pulling my hair reminds me that Afrobeat is more my style. I'm half djembe drum, half tambourine. Both require your hands slapping. I'm begging you to tip the scales, the waves at high tide on these shores. Your name comes out of my mouth like a bullet. I'm trigger happy. I see colors of euphoric bliss. It's like I have new eyes. The third is the clearest. This feeling of transcendent taste, like astral traveling, smells like deja vu. I haven't seen these places before, yet I pull you deeper into a baptism for your sins. At least the water is wet. We hear the doves cry just as we knock on heaven's door. Wait. Have I died? Are you there, God? It's me again. Practicing witchcraft and perfecting orgasm. Dabbling in religion. I'm studying the worshiping of phallic-shaped relics simply for pleasure's sake. The blasphemy of knowing the universe is contained within my yoni's walls, respectfully. And milking him with my kegels is not only sacred sorcery, it's an acquired art. You put me in a jar. When you decide to unscrew this lid, beware. All of hell can be unleashed in the fury of my passion. Why do you think it's called demon time? I am a woman. Any moment. The sound summons something within you to stir, to rise to the surface. This isn't a siren song luring to your death. But rather a lingam's anthem for you to give me your elixir of life until you have nothing left. My pupils aren't just dilating, it's planets aligning. There's a deepness to delve into. I'm being called back to Venus where I am a goddess, where the notion of humanity is the insanity we sign up for, to experience this journey, this tingle, these flights of fancy, this trip to fall and forget, to suffer this amnesia, these deaths we call tiny, these splits of life, this shiftful and mental alterations of physics, quantum leaps of enteric, sapiosexual, esoteric, theoretically spiritual fantasy. You pay obeisance to my body and tithe uncounted for. The entities of divine are betting that I'll just eat, sleep, fuck, and repeat. I live for more. I don't want to edit what's inside these margins. Rather, I embrace the mistakes that I make on purpose, like calling your name when I mean, oh my God, and praying when it's you I call upon. You put me in a jar. Let's just call it the knowing. In peace.
Kim, if you could do me a favor, Kim, if you can bring up the first Kiki Palmer Award for me.
Okay.
She got her whole ass out.
She got her entire ass out.
In this, no, ma'am. No, you trying to say no? Okay. Pulled my hips, we flip, ass up, pointing, head banging the pillow. Didn't know we'd be rock and roll crash. Your name comes out of my mouth like a bullet. Wait, have I died? Hey, God, is that me again? Excuse me, Kim, please. Ass is out. Entire ass is out. I need a picture, please. I need a picture. The universe is contained in my yoni walls. Humanity is. Give me the humanity, like,
is insanity. You messed me up with that one. Give me that one back. I can't even write that one down. Eat, sleep, fucking repeat, and you don't think you get the ass out of war? Please, give me the humanity insanity line, please, if you don't mind, ma'am.
I'm being called back to Venus, where I am a goddess, where the notion of humanity is the insanity we sign up for, to experience this journey, this tingle, these flights of fancy, this trip to fall and forget, to suffer this amnesia, these tiny deaths we that. See, you got me messed up. I can't even say it.
Yo, see, it messed up your own words that got you. See what I'm saying? Ass out. That is the definition of ass out right there. You can't even read your own shit. Can't even read your own shit. Look here. I ain't even gonna play with you, Kim. Kim, come off of here, Kim. Look here.
Kim ain't saying nothing.
She get the she get the kick ass out of war.
She will not escape. Ma'am. I was done. My soul hit the vacation button when she said, milking him with my kegels. I'm done. I'm out of here. I'm out. I'm on vacation. I'm about to put the vacation sign up. Because she done came in here, showed her ass, and then going to try to giggle like she don't know what she did. Come on now.
I'm saying,
you know exactly.
Usher done turned his whole head. He in a whole different part of the country, but I guarantee you, he turned his whole head.
Oh, the picture is up there real nice for her. Nice and lovely. Nice and lovely. Oh, yeah. You set this off right. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know, ma'am. You cannot escape, ma'am. But no, this is my... Some of the lines she said, I mean, she had some beautiful line, a spell that turns my spine into glass shards. The visual, can y'all, listen, I'm head banging a pillow, didn't know there'd be rock and roll. I'm done. I'm done with you.
Well, wait a minute.
Ma'am.
If you're going to say that, you got to go ahead and add how she's going to have the nerve to say that the name flies out her mouth like a bullet. Come on now.
Come on now.
You can't. Everybody's
There's a lot of people that want to get a chance to spit, so I'm going to put myself on mute. Y'all continue on with the show. Mm-hmm. I appreciate
it. That's right, because we're going to keep on. We're going to keep on. You ain't got to be here.
Love you,
I understand. Look, you know what? Yeah, that's all right.
She ain't got to be here.
Right, you know what I'm saying? Like, she's still. Hey. Look here.
She ain't got to be here, but that Keke Palmer picture going to be right there on that event.
It ain't going nowhere. It ain't going nowhere. She ain't got to be on the mic to get this work. She ain't got to be on here to get this work.
Keke. I'll put myself on the couch. Good night.
Good night, sis. We appreciate you.
That's all I'm saying. You ain't got to be here. Keke.
I'm muting myself. Good night. Have a good night.
Where you going, Keke?
Look here, everybody. Everybody, look, Keke running. But look, ass is still out. We see her back. While she running, ass out. It don't change nothing. Look, inside for us to go to the break, for y'all refresh your drinks, re-roll your smoke, whatever you got going on. Give us a little bit. We'll come back with host bid in a minute. This is Renaissance Poetry on Epiphany Radio, and we'll be right back.
Giving you the best of me. lost track of time, but we had a ball. Let's catch
a movie,
then dinner. Tonight's the night, we'll just unwind and say, hey, let's stay personal, personal, personal. Let's stay for a while. Hey, such a beautiful moment.
Look, man, I don't even know how to say this. When you come across a love so tremendous, it can be hard to find the words. I mean, I can always find the verbs, the actions that speak for me. Tasting every inch of her body is making my words lazy. My mind, however, makes muscles move more momentous than Moore's swinging swords or Moses' staff in bodies of water. My tongue is that staff that moves bodies water. God already parted her. She says, my God, when I touch that part of her that brings her sea to me. See, that part is easy. Compared to finding the words. Making love is artwork, but never satisfied with its creation. So it tells me to use words to bring down walls, but verbs, they're like God's finger painting waterfalls in art galleries, flooding them all, erasing the canvases so I can sign my name on each one again and again. My actions try to speak for me. I put my love on display, but even if I make her come for 7 straight days, it doesn't mean that she will know that I'm in love. Why can't I find the correct words to say? It's not like I don't say words or try to explain. I don't refrain or am ashamed to say love. I say it so many times. You know it's real because it never loses reason to the rhyme, never fails to be said at the end of phone calls, kisses, but always pales in comparison to the depth, the deepness of the space it creates in my soul. Listen, it's like having the love I have inside multiplied by every generation of our reincarnation. Everything they ever went through, every child made, every child lost, every war fought, every slave revolt, the time that we both died at the bottom of the boat, all these emotions folded into me like origami. Fingerprints date back further than 1619. Ancestors' hands on my heart saying, that's her. When they squeeze, floating. It's really titanic. However, for this experience, a quarter mil wasn't necessary. I don't need a sub because love never has a hard time finding me. Feels like an atomic bomb inside of me. If Hiroshima was the entire planet, like that asteroid that ended the dinosaurs' reign, how do you explain that to her with words adequately? Can I ever make her create enough rain with verbs that match these words adequately? Luther said, it's never too much. I say it's never enough because we keep elevating and I never run out of love. How do I explain that every orgasm is me saying, I love you? That every body shake is me saying, I need you, that when she is screaming, that she can't stop coming or pleadingly asking, what are you doing to me? That the look in my eyes are also saying and screaming pleadingly, don't ever leave me. How do I convey that my greed is an ego, where all the highest places that we go is my attempt to match the continued elevation? It's not about whether I can make her come. I question whether or not I can make her feel all this love. not trying to be forceful or debarge my way in. If I could only blend these words and verbs properly, maybe I can finally contend with the failure I feel when she can't make the connection. Yes, she says the orgasms are a blessing, but does she know it's because she blessed me, gave opportunity for me to experience a me that has experienced what love can truly be, to have a twin mentally, to connect. We don't even have to be in the same city. Everything ain't coincidence. When her singing bowl is ringing and I hear it in my dreams, actually wakes me, only to text and find out it had actually been ringing. No bullshitting. This ain't what Victoria meant when she said, it's my motherfucking moment. But never before has a dream woke me to make a motherfucking movement. I mean to say compelled is an understatement. So in the same way I'm compelled when making love to make sure my actions state it. Stake it. Plant seeds, create secret gardens, and I don't even need Barry. My own voice carries the message in my own groans. And I get how important my words are, but I can't always find the right ones. I'm just saying, my actions speak louder than my words. In between her thighs, I won't even pretend when I let loose these verbs. I hope she hears, I love you, when she lets loose all over them. Renaissance. You know, we are back. I'm bringing Kim in the building. What's happening, sis?
What's happening, my brother?
Man, you know, just doing a little poetry, you know, got a little show.
Oh, low poetry.
Times, they come through and listen
just
sometimes, you know.
Oh yeah, just a little poetry. That's what you're doing. That's what we call it. Just a little poetry.
It's a poetry show.
Yeah.
Poetry show.
Let me go on and talk to the people. First and foremost, I want to thank all of y'all for coming out to celebrate with us the 3-year anniversary of Renaissance Poetry. I mean, to say that we love what we do is an understatement. To say that we love what y'all bring to this platform is an understatement. And it's a blessing to be able to consistently provide a platform that you all love, that you feel safe to come here and spit your best shit each and every other Friday. And you've been rocking with us for 3 years through the highs and lows, and we love y'all and appreciate y'all. Now, back to you, sir. This piece is, I love the conversational element of the piece. I love how vulnerable you got with this piece. There's some specific lines. I need you to go back to that line where she's saying, what are you doing to me? Please go back to that line, because I need people to feel and experience what's going on in those lines.
You want the from the beginning of that or behind that or just that one line?
When you start saying, so how do I explain? You said, how do I explain that every orgasm is me saying I love you? And then you went into that line from there.
So how do I explain that every orgasm is me saying, I love you, that every body shake is me saying, I need you, that when she is screaming that she can't stop coming or pleadingly asking, what are you doing to me, that the look in my eyes is also screaming and pleading, saying, don't ever leave me.
Listen here. Listen here, I don't know about y'all on the other end of this phone, okay, and what just went into your ear gates, but the scenery that he just, the vision that he just provided is so
intimate, that unspoken poetry between eyes when it's deep lovemaking. You're trying to convey to somebody everything that you feel about them with your actions, with your movements, and y'all have that moment where your eyes connect and y'all look at each other like the other person that's receiving is like, oh, my God, it's so overwhelming. But the person that's giving is like, listen, you, woo, okay, yeah, because I done got all up off in that line right there. Father, ooh, all right. And I need you to go into when you start explaining how the ancestors squeeze your heart. Please give us that line. Woo.
All right, let me see here. All these emotions folded into me like origami. Fingerprints date back further than 1619. Ancestors' hands on my heart saying, that's her, when they squeeze. My heart imploding, it's really titanic. However, for this experience, a quarter meal wasn't necessary. I don't need a sub because love never had a hard time finding me. Feels like an atomic bomb inside me if Hiroshima was the entire Earth. Like that asteroid that ended the dinosaur's reign, how do you explain that to her with words adequately?
Come on now. Come on now. The way you tied history, it was into the line of how your heart feels and recognizing that it's her. Like, the way you tied that in was so seamless. Then, I don't know if y'all paid attention, he's giving you depth, different depths, because he's trying to explain and convey how much he loves her. I mean, going way to depths that are risky. I mean, I don't know, that line one more time. Give me that line with the Titanic and the, you know, quarter mil. I need them to catch this because it was risky, but it worked.
My heart imploding. And it really is Titanic. However, for this experience, a quarter mil wasn't necessary. I don't need a sub because love never had a hard time finding me.
Please tell them where you went with this. Tell the people where you went with this, because, listen, it was risky, but it's also the urgency of what, how you're trying to profess this love, like, to that extreme. Like, please tell the people where you were going with this. Please, please, please.
All right, so people, if you're not familiar with the sub that imploded, the people that are trying to see the Titanic, I basically used that in metaphor. You know, they risked their lives to see the Titanic. They paid $250,000 to get into that little sub and try to drop down to dangerous depths to see the Titanic. So I'm literally saying, I don't have to pay that kind of money to get that implosion, thanks to the ancestors. So, just a little something.
Come on now. We ain't going to skip over. You going to stop playing with the people, okay? You going to stop playing with us, acting like, anyway, this poem, no, seriously, real talk, like, you know I love this piece. Like, everything that you ink, the lines, just how seamless they went together, how vulnerable the piece is, and I've heard so many pieces about love, but never on this angle of, sometimes we feel like love is too weak to even one of the best artists said in his lines, love is too weak to define how much I adore you. Sometimes we say it so much we don't feel like it actually conveys just what we feel. And this poem gave all of that and the beautiful images that were in it.
Sometimes you're saying it, but it just, you got to be physical to get the gist of it. Like, you feel like you have to get hands on somebody for them to understand, because the words ain't doing it. But yeah, enough about all that. It's time for y'all to hear the Hurricane do her thing. She ain't finna try to keep about me again. Happy birthday. Once again, to the Hurricane. Y'all make sure y'all shout her out on the event page. Y'all make sure y'all let her know we ain't forgot that it's her birthday. Now, batten down the hatches. Get your squeegees, whatever you got to do to make sure that you get the water out the house when she come through. Because she's about to do her thing. The Hurricane going to make you forget everything that just happened.
Whatever.
I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
All right. They've been trying to drench our crowns in sickness, convicting our spirits to a European sentence to terminate the existence of our kings, queens, children, hair, culture, but the speed and distance at which our light travels makes it hard for these sloths to walk, so I hear them slithering and hissing. See, but forever, every ill intention, I got ill precision that'll break snake skin down to accessories and feed them those choke recipes to throats that spoke skeptically while sketching we in the darkest corners of their mind, trying to trap us behind restraints to hold our dreams as prisoners, granting misery invitations as frequent visitors while their souls become fugitives within their own eyes. See, I demand a brand a high over the heads of many, so God gives me my own supply, and I've got plenty. The wind in me is sure to find the rhyme and reason between face and time, a page and line, a stage and eye. See, they can lock my body, but they can never trap my mind. See, some days I place my thoughts upon a scale, and obese is what it calls me, but then I level up and adjust through life's impact. Failure, I can barely pronounce that. Give up, I sincerely denounce that. In fact, the Most High purposely removed arches from my feet just so I will never forget what the ground feels like. And yea, though I walk through the valley in the shadow of death, he blessed these hands and his breath to deliver the keys to these defiant locks, because, see, sometimes we create our own holding cells while they're holding cells that lock our attention into idle minutes with rollover gimmicks, text messages, and memes of intricate plots and schemes. The setup is so diabolical that just thinking logical could damn near cost you your life. And that is why you are worked to death and paid beneath the heels of your respect, just so you can buy their shoes and walk into the custom-fitted hell they prepared just for you. But when you gonna get tired of walking in circles, recycling the same streams of red, haunted by their same blues? When you gonna stop believing in the words of these demons and activate the God in you? When you gonna become the algorithm of rhythm these cults of religions can't define or confine? When you gonna stop allowing this world to break the sturdy in your spine? Because I hear the fear when they try to implant the same in mine, with visions of pain that infect my pains, with blood stains that rearrange my eyes to believe in the same lies. Because they'd rather see us die than unify. See, they can lock my body, but they can never trap my mind. We pass this baton of jeweled expression, infinite knowledge and lessons, trying the spirit by the spirit, relaying messages of fitness for the next generations to witness our magic above tactics that are relentless. But can you dismiss those classes of thinking upside down and backwards in order to pay the truth forward to the days that you may never see? Are you prepared for death to stare you right between the eyes in revolution for what you believe? Because there's slaughter up their sleeves and history pages filled with massacres and enslavement of bodies locked and shackled to horses by wrists and ankles, making a statement that still raises hell and lowers caskets. But they will never catch it. They will never catch it. They might catch this flesh, but they will never catch me, for I am energy and I've touched too many. We've touched too many that have already grabbed it and passed it to be picked up where we left off and follow our lead to water our feet while we rise from our knees, for we hold verses between transferred energy that will never die. We can outline the body in chalk, but the transfers of thought move on a fuel that you can't capture, borrow, or buy. See, the flesh, it can be paralyzed and stilled until the termination of our vital lines, but where there's words, there's life. Where there's words, there's life. Where there's words, there's life. And I'll give mine.
unsigned and uncompromised through any space and time, through any page and line, through any stage and eye. See, they can lock my body, but they will never, ever trap my mind. In peace.
Ooh, you better spit that shit. Renaissance said, bring that shit. Bring your best shit, poet, and spit it like they once did from Chicago to the Big Apple while bebopping some Duke Ellington. Live, Lindy hopping, big hats, big suits, gowns, Billie Holiday, smoke-filled rooms and big bands. Drinks all around, shit, the whole place lit. Dance halls full of that brown, black, show yo how you get down as a people experience. Renaissance, Harlem blaze that shit. You talking about kicking it? That shit was a movement, and we moved it, and we migrated from the south to up north to escape those whips laced with that racist shit. The Great Migration is what they called it, and Harlem gave birth to it. Smacked that baby in the ass and gave it legs and watched it jitterbug its way through Washington, D.C., Chicago, Cleveland, and Los Angeles. And then those babies had babies and shit grew within those sparks, huh? Visual arts, literary arts, musical arts. Shit, you know how fire starts. Aaron Douglas, an American painter, illustrator, and visual arts educator. Fire. Key figures included educator, writer, and philosopher Aileen Locke. Look her up. Fire. W.E.B. Du Bois and Marcus Garvey used their voice to help spread this Renaissance fire. And Langston Hughes also used his voice to ignite fire. What happens to a dream deferred? It doesn't dry up. It lives in every single spoken word, huh? We keep that shit alive every other Friday, 9 o'clock Eastern time, huh? For real. Let's make a toast. I got my glass, and it's filled with ice and a double shot of Crown. And I'm raising this motherfucker in honor of you both right now. Here's to you. Herbert Crane, see, you just wrecked that shit. Iceberg, you sank that shit. Titanic. You see, at Renaissance, they say to bring your best shit. I didn't bring my best. I just bought this. But Kim Brother keeps hitting me up in my inbox yelling, go ahead for real. Go ahead for real. You better spit that shit. My nigga. What the fuck, nigga? That sickness brought out the sickness of sick shit when you spit that shit. So go ahead for real. She kept saying, spit that shit. Spit that shit. So I grabbed my mic and kicked the stand and I spit that shit. For real. And to every single poet on the line who also spit that shit, here's my finger snaps in response. Welcome to the Renaissance, poets. Happy anniversary. For real.
Both of y'all play too much. Both of y'all play too much. It's too much heat. It's too much heat. It's too much heat.
Yes, y'all did that. Look,
y'all did that.
He coming through with education for your ass, okay?
You killing it, and then him coming behind you like that? Damn, that shit was fire.
Hey, man, hey, let me say something, man. It was beautiful, man. That piece, Keith, man, was laced with nothing but love, man, from a different point of view. Like my sister said that, you know, most of us don't dive in, you know. I loved all the metaphors in there. I loved all the different breakdowns, man, the sub thing. That was dope. You had your ass out in that piece as well, bro. Seriously,
sure
for real.
Yeah.
Ass was out, dangling was kind of dangling. But you know what?
Wait a minute, sir.
Okay, I can be Ursa with the mic in my hand, looking at that. But I don't have my meat out, man.
I ain't got my mint.
Yo,
Ursher.
I would be Ursher. I could be Ursher in the trip. That's all. That's the best I do.
He was a little Ursher up in here, bro. For real.
Yeah, he showed his ass. He did. I'm glad you pointed that out. Thank you. I'm glad you pointed that out. But no, seriously.
Yeah,
but
real,
both of y'all, look, both of y'all need to go up and plan and put the moon picture up for both of y'all because both of y'all had your ass out. The wordplay was ridiculous. And then he going to follow up behind talking about spitting the best shit. This ain't my best shit. Get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here. You killed that. You killed the whole piece. And then following up behind Kim is already difficult. But then you came in with the cadence. And you hit me with, you know, you always hit us with, you know, the Reverend Lonnie Love with the ha and then the ha in your pieces. So I ain't trying to
that's his signature.
Amen. You know, I get the spirit after following both of y'all, man. And Kim, that was dope as shit, girl. That was dope as shit. And, you know, I started to come out. I tripped over my sneakers following behind Kimbrella, man. You know what I'm saying? My nerves are bad as hell right now, bro. Seriously. They paid to me.
You did your thing, man.
Hey, look, man. It was an honor to be honest with you. It's an honor to you know, on this night, man, y'all third year anniversary, even though both of y'all been here forever at Epiphany Radio, but this particular show, it's an honor to be here. It's nothing but fire up in this joint whenever y'all on, and it's an honor to be a part of it that y'all allowed me to join y'all on host spit, man. It means a lot, and I'm proud of the both of you, man. And, you know, got
it's
much love
right.
for both of y'all.
It's
much
only
love
right.
To both
I
of
that. It's only right. I want to shout my sister out. Rest in peace, Sister Taraji. We know you right here in spirit celebrating with us. And, you know,
shining
you were here when we started, and you will always be here in our heart and spirit. We love you, sis.
Shana Nabosa. Because you know she drove a blue Honda.
And she wore a yellow bow tie.
And with that being said, we're going to go ahead and go to the rest of the callers. We appreciate y'all kicking with us through whole spit. Appreciate you for real for coming through and being you know on here with us, man. It definitely was an honor to have you, man, and to have you back
again.
Hopefully you'll make it to, you know, another show because I know you're busy. And, again, you guys were listening to whole spit. We appreciate you guys being patient with us. We have a little fun sometimes, but we're going to go ahead and get to the next caller. We got 713 in the building again. For real, we appreciate you for making it through. Kim, handle your business on the VIP page again. Happy birthday. And we're going to go to the next call.
Darling, it's your birthday. Happy birthday. One love, one mic, y'all.
One love, one mic.
Already. We got 713 in the building. What's happening?
Greetings.
Let everybody know who we have on the mic tonight.
It's Sir Lawrence.
So, Lawrence, how you feeling, man?
Man, I'm feeling mighty fine. Happy birthday, Kim. Congratulations on y'all three year run, man. It don't get no better.
Indeed. It's that kind of dope, man. And
yes, sir.
To be able to enjoy this kind of camaraderie with everybody, come through and recognize voices or, you know how people are going to receive this show and continue to support, man. It's a good feeling, man. I'm glad that you made it back. And, you know, another half of the gray beards out there, man. And I'm glad you made it in. And how do you enjoy the show so far?
I'm enjoying the show, man. Of course, I always enjoy the show, man. You know, like I said, you guys, you know, this is why you 3 years running. You know, you got a strong show. It's a good show. It's not just a show.
Indeed, man. It's a family reunion, bro. You know how we do it, man.
That's it.
I'm glad you made it back. So I'm going to let you do what you came to do, man. I'm going to press mute. Now, what you got to say? What you got to say before I press mute on you? What you got to say? I ain't trying to run you out. What you got to say?
No, I'm just going to say, because, you know, that sign-up list, man, you got to be honest, man.
No, the list ain't no pun. The list ain't a pun.
No.
People bring it. People bring it. You can't be there'll be no punk on here.
It's it, man. But yeah, no doubt.
All right, brother, make you do your thing. I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
All right, I'm going to go with Prince, man. Prince said controversy. The truth is bent. Research studies are learning us to control us, inventing group type, falling for the same con game, convincing us to convince ourselves. Thinking a theory is a fact. Brainwashing is more reasoning. Communication is just catchphrases. What is the distraction this time? Truth is bent. Common sense is not a seasoning. Heavy used to be a real thought. Can we look beyond what we've been taught? What will we do as we lose all the bees? It's called satellite imagery, or is imagery the key word? Truth is bent, and we are the willing hostages, waiting for them to create the conditions, then sell us the fix. Words have sound power. Words are sound power. They can show us a white Jesus they themselves have never seen, but they can't show us a slave ship. And the only thing said is, I believe. A red devil with horns, tail, holding a fork. Notice the details, then tell us the witch doctor is a joke. Gender now has categories, you know, like I'll take gender for 300. There's more respect for a drink called Dr. Pepper, a man in a dress with high heels, the people's sex trafficking, children becoming the main course. While there's a new meaning when your child comes to you saying what they want to be before they grow up, the truth is bent as we give honor to the God that made mistakes. Sir Lawrence.
Came to step on toes tonight. You came to step on some motherfucking toes tonight. That last, give me the last line one more time. All you got to do is give me the last line one more time.
As we give honor to the God that made mistakes.
Yep, that'll do it. That will do it. You going to get some hate mail in the inbox behind that, brother.
I told them that, look, just open up the floodgates because they coming.
They coming for your ass, partner. You done messed up now, man.
Hey, man,
it's over for you.
Again, sometimes
you. You're right. I ain't mad at you. Look, this is the show for it. Come through and say what you got to say. If people, if they get in their feelings, you know, it is what it is. We got to say what we got to say here.
Already.
What was that you were saying? Go ahead.
They're not supposed to be on your sleeve anyway, right?
No, that's the whole point. That's the whole point.
Yeah.
We do what we come to do here. But, yeah, appreciate you coming through, man. As always, hope you continue to come through. You know, like Ice Cube said, come back. Come back. You understand?
All right. Right on.
Uh-oh. All right, brother. That's Sir Lawrence doing his thing in the building. We got 707 on the mic.
Hello.
Well, hello. Let everybody know who we got in the building.
Lily ain't misbehaving, a.k.a. the Black Mae West, a.k.a.
There you go.
Daughter, a.k.a. Joel and Jalon's mama, a.k.a. everybody's fat fantasy. Yes.
Oh, look here, look here. Put it on the event page.
Okay.
And
you know
Miss, put it on the event page.
And you know I will.
Say yes, Miss, put it on the event page. How have you been enjoying the show so far?
Oh, I'm loving it. I'm loving it.
Yeah, we have a good time. Look here.
Always. Happy birthday, Kimbrella. I sent you a little something on your birthday. It was recorded in your messages. I hope you got it. It was a message with someone a little off key. That was me.
Uh-oh, Kim. Get serenaded again. But yeah, man, it's been a good time tonight. I've had so much fun. And I love when the poets come out and continue to do what they do. I look forward to everybody. But come here. Come on. Will you get on here with that energy? I know you got something that you're ready to spit. Well, you just got that excitement, and I'm ready to hear what you got. Don't press mute.
Okay, and speaking of energy, I love the three of your you for real and Kimbrella's pieces. Just yes, got me off.
Already.
So I'm a share a oldie but goodie. It's titled GPS. Hey. I heard that you've been looking for me. You know I'm not that hard to find. Let me lay a little something on your mind, see. Some brothers need GPS, good pussy sense. Some of y'all ain't used the sense that God gave you, see. That good puss will get you high, like that kush weed. Your need to break off a little piece of this Kit Kat increases adrenaline and raises your heart rate. This dark chocolate right here is good for you. Definitely good, too, you see. When you got good pussy in your life, treat it right. Don't go around at night trying to go knee-deep in some random behind like you're digging in gold mines. Thoughts crosses a man's mind sometimes, but your thoughts should be locked on this good, not some bopper from the hood. Understood? GPS is an automatic navigation system that will drive an erection towards the direction of that grand prize between luscious thighs. Some men lose sight of that because they want to lick and lap on the first piece of ass they see, not even taking their time because they like it fast like a drive-thru. That's a rookie move. That GPS can spot the goodness from miles away, can detect smoke signals from here to the other side of the bay. When you have GPS, your mind runs through a checklist during good pussy sense satellite operations, provides the location and information as well as the condition of the pussy anywhere on or near the earth where there is grade A vagina from here to the Carolinas. If you have GPS, you don't have to be told that in order to send tingles down my spine, you have to stimulate their mind first. That's right. Tap into my mental because sapiosexuals are so. If you have GPS, then you know that I'm not just a fat ass with plump breasts. I'm an active brain with a body part that refrains from having sex with those hit 'em and quit 'em types or those cats who are trying to figure out if I'm truly what I write about. He knows that not only should we connect mentally, but also spiritually. Give me food for thought as well as feed my soul. Please, a whole woman, treat me like a whole man. My maker created me just for my king, and once you've succeeded in arousing all points in between, from the stimulation of my brain to the way that you affect my heartbeat, when my eyes are all sparkly and the hairs on my arms rise, when you speak so eloquently, when that big, beautiful muscle between your ears, rev up the gears in mine, and our brainstems can join like Siamese twins. baby. That's when it's time to start your engine. Program your GPS to cruise down the highways of my body by way of masculine hands. Then expand your route from north to south, slowly gliding through these dangerous curves while you swerve that tongue inside my mouth, taking your time as you journey through the scenic realm. I shout as you collide into mountain sides down my California grapevine. He who has good pussy sense knows that my address is located within the wetlands underneath my dress. So go ahead and pull up to my bumper, baby. Drive that Hemi into your reserved spot. You have reached your destination.
Yeah. Kim, go ahead and add another Kiki Palmer Ass Out Award on the event page, please. Thank you. Look here. This entire piece, I love the sapiosexual portions of it. I love how you incorporate the need for mental stimulation. It's always been a big thing for me, a lot of my poetry, into this piece and still be able to say good pussy. That's, I mean, just being able to flow like that, love it.
You already know. This is one of my favorite. I remember when she posted it. I saw the picture, and I'm like, damn, where's she going to go with this? Because she posted, you know, a picture of, like, a GPS navigational system. Then when I read the piece, you know, Lili is one of the most versatile poets out there. She can write from any angle about anything. And what I love about Lili, when she writes any type of erotic piece, it's not just the lines, you know, with the obvious, you know, words of flesh. Her wordplay, her delivery, her cadence, and she gets into the character. That's what you call a true performer. Dope. One of my classic pieces from you. Love it.
Thank you. That was a prompt given to me from Scorpio Sessions, but like, I think
I remember
that was 2018, maybe somewhere around there.
I think it was before that, sis. I want to say like 2017, 16 even. I think
probably.
It was before 2018. Yeah, this is,
oh,
this is a classic piece of
yours. Thank you. Thank you.
Love you, sis.
Already.
Love you.
Already. We always appreciate how you continue to come to the show, do your thing, Lili. Hopefully you make it back to the next show as always. Do your thing. Bring
most
that great-ass energy. Already.
I will be spreading my happiness and joy in Texas August 1st to 3rd.
Yeah, you did say you're going to write about now, right?
Huh? Yeah, yep.
You're
going to
write about now, right?
Yep, yep. And, you know, I will travel for food, so I'm trying to go to Turkey Leg Hut.
Look, you just be ready for that line. I understand this, and they don't be playing. But yeah,
I will be wearing my diaper. And I'll be ready and have my bottle of water. Yep,
I'm done.
You know
I'm
what?
Done.
Check out Trill Burgers too if you get a chance. Check out Bun B.
Oh, that, I'm doing that as soon as I get off the plane.
Already, I got to shout out Bun B. You know, already.
Yes, indeed. Thank you, guys. Congratulations
indeed.
On your show.
Thank you. Already. Lili doing her thing. We appreciate you, Kim. You know how to bring her in, you know. That's your yes, people. Y'all be, I knew you knew that poem, so I had to bring you in off that piece. That was my sis, Kim.
You already know that.
Go to the next caller. Oh, she started talking. See, this delay, this delay on the thing, Kim. Go ahead and say what you got to say, Kim.
No, I was just saying, you already know that's my favorite piece. You all good. I'm going to go on back over here to this event page because they working me. They working me.
Already. All right, we got 213 in the building.
Y'all said 213?
213 in the building. Let everybody know who we have on the mic.
Candy Baby. How y'all doing tonight?
Oh, great to have you on the show. Kim told me you might be here. Definitely.
Hello,
glad to have you here.
Hello. How are
you
doing?
Let me go and bring
her
in right quick.
Hey, Candy Baby. What's up, girl? Hey, Kimbrella. I told you I was going to show up.
You sure did. And I just want to shout her out. I want to give you a big shout out because she is one person. When she says she's going to support, she does just that. When I tell you tonight I told her about our show, she put our link up in her clubhouse room. She's been having, you know, our flyer up her story. Like, y'all got to go check her out. Please tell them your name on Facebook because we want everybody to know who you are on Facebook. And I need them to check out that poem that you just recently posted because it was fire.
Okay. On Facebook, my name is Taisha Harvey, spelled T-Y-E-S-A, last name H-A-R-V-E-Y, like Steve Harvey, no relation. And my Instagram is CandyBabyPen.
Thank you.
Yeah, I got that.
Already.
We got all of that. I'm going to go back to the event page. I try to keep everybody engaged, but I had to thank you for coming through.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for having me. Also, on behalf of Wolf Hours, I wanted to wish you guys a happy third anniversary. And, yeah, it's good to be here tonight.
Already. We appreciate you coming out. And hopefully you've been able to hear most of the show, if not all. And enjoy.
I've been here since 7
o'clock.
To
get in. Already.
I've been here since 7
o'clock.
We're
trying to get in over here. Yeah. Well, I'm glad that you were here the whole show. Got to get all the energy and vibes. You know, we show out a little bit in the whole spit. We try to have fun. But thank you for coming out.
Okay. Thank you for having me. Yeah, it has
already
been a wonderful show. Y'all have showed out. Kimbrella always come with the heat. I'm such a fan. I don't never mind fan. I'm a fan of someone. I am a fan. And now I'm a new fan of Renaissance. So, yeah, thank you for having me.
That's what's up. It's good to hear. So I'm going to let you do what you came to do. I'm going to press mute. Mark is yours.
Okay. This is called I Love Lucy. Let me get it up. My black is love, like everyone love and want to be black but don't want to be black. Love, like I love Lucy. My black is imitated but hardly emulated and never duplicated. I black hard, I black strong, like pig intestines turned to delicacies, intricacies like mathematics, pyramids, and did I tell you I love Lucy? My black is told to be carved into fairy tales and make-believe like Carver carving 300 ways to use peanuts, but don't dare give him patents for the butter. Hey, plagiarism is originated by the oppressor. My black is you straight like a sister straight in the workplace, a gift gifted by Madam CJ for the purposes of assimilating? My black is love songs and underground railroads like Wayne down in Egypt's land. Tell Pharaoh, let my people go. And did I tell you, I love Lucy. Fast black, 1968, Carlos and Smith, Olympian black, Spike Lee, do the right thing, Martin Luther King, we live a dream, keepsake black, burn, my grandma mixed black with black and more black, which makes me blackout black. I inherited her militant black 3 years before the Olympics during the Watts 1965 riots black. My black pressure produced diamonds like Wall Street black. Forever memorialized four little girls in a church house. If they don't have to forget about the Holocaust, don't you dare tell me to forget about 400 years of oppression black. And did I tell you, I love Lucy. My black is the seed of life, the fountain of all of this. Give homage to the blacks. Give homage to the blacks that build kingdoms, embassies, empires, and countries. So chin up, this system can't break you, black. Black build democracies before the Republican or Democratic Party. Black like language, black like culture, black like art, black like science. I black to the last breath in me. Black as night, fine as wine, black. Divided we fall, united we stand. Defend black.
clean and seasoned black, Thurgood Marshall, supreme black, exude excellent, excelling. When they throw lemons, we make lemonade black. They throw bricks, we build brick houses black. My black is continuously making history. I inherently swear to embrace black. I'm forever black, and I will not tolerate disrespect to black. And did I tell you, I love Lucy. My black is power, so much power to decree weaponize the hue of black. Neanderthals, you project black to be the rapist thieves and traffickers they be. I don't deter from black. I walk in black. I hit Mahalia's trouble in the world head on black. Raising boys to be more than basketball and football. Researching the defense localism attributing to gangbanging black. Forever learning and strengthening my own black. I own black no matter the stripe in life. If I come back, dear God, make me over blacker than blacker than black, 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 this black. And don't forget, I love Lucy. Candy baby.
You better motherfucking spit. That's how you come to the show. Damn. Look, this shit right here is crazy. You got so many fucking lines. I raised my eyebrows at the pig and test. I know damn well she did not go there. And then in the work, the sister in the workplace, I wanted you to give me that one back, but I was like, wait a minute, because the grandma line, grandma mixed with, give me that line back. I got the, you, the way you spit that, the cadence of that, I need that one back right there.
Okay, let me run that. Hold on, let me get back to it. Burn, black, burn. My grandma mixed black with black and more black, which makes me blackout black. Yeah.
That's
blackout
shit
black.
Is crazy. That shit is crazy. You got so much shit in here. Thurgood Marshall, supreme black. You going to seem a hell you on me? What? Dear God, make me over black. Now I got that song in my head. Make me over. Like, look. This piece is fire. You did your damn thing. I'm going to bring Kim back in here because I know she got something to say. To see your people, you know, I got to see what she got. I know she tripping over there.
Yeah. Yes. Yo, you better motherfucking spit, okay? She said my black is love songs and underground railroads. What? Come on now. My black pressure produces diamonds like Wall Street black. Listen, girl, woo, fire, fire. This guy.
And don't forget, I love Lucy.
Yeah, and let's not forget that. Come on now, listen. If
and
you
just
ain't
in
proud
case, I've had the Lucy reference went over a lot of people's heads a few times when I spit this. The oldest bone found in Africa was a woman,
was
and
Lucy.
He named her. Lucy.
Yes.
Yep.
I love Lucy. See, this is what I'm talking about. You come to Renaissance, you're going to get some fire poets, but you also going to get some education for your ass. Thank you so much for coming through. That was a phenomenal piece. Phenomenal.
Absolutely. And not just the cadence and not just the energy of the piece, but being able to come with that history. Because you're teaching, you're preaching, you're spitting, and you got metaphors, and you got lines. I'm smiling, I'm laughing, I'm learning. You did your thing. This is dope.
So necessary. So necessary. Thank you so much, Queen.
Thank you so much for having me, Kimbrella. Happy third anniversary to you guys, 50 platforms. I cannot wait to be back on the show. And happy birthday, Queen. So
thank you
for
so
having
much.
Me.
Thank you. Don't be a stranger.
Already.
Don't be a stranger.
I
we love you.
Love you, too. Good night.
Good
night.
Good night.
That's what's up. That is what's up. That, she did her thing. Appreciate you, Kim, for getting her out here because she brought some fire.
Of course. I am going back to the event page. Pyong!
Already. So we're going to go to the next caller here. Y'all doing the thing. We got 973. In the building.
Hello, hello, hello. How are you guys? This is my Mrs. Edwina, aka Mahogany Soul.
Well, say that name again. Who's this again?
Edwina.
Edwina, okay, that's what I thought. How you been?
I am okay. I am all right. How are y'all doing? Happy anniversary. Yeah. Happy birthday, Kimbrella.
Thank you for coming out. Indeed, indeed. Man, this show is crazy. Y'all coming out. I know you about to do your thing. How have you enjoyed the show so far?
I'm looking, and every time somebody spit, I'm like, no, I'm going to change it. I'm changing. You got to step your game up when you come. This slippery bottom night right here. You can't come in here with flip-flops on and summer shorts. You got to come in your best. I get it.
Yeah, I mean, shit, we in the field for having cleats on in this motherfucker. You got some regular shoes on. You can ask that out here. So, look.
Right.
It's a good time. We doing it big. Before you get to it, everybody that's listening into the show, we going to hit overtime in a minute. Well, we already hit overtime. So if you're listening to the show, you're here. That's it. You're here. If you want to press 1 to spit, let us know. We're going to try to get y'all in there. I'm going to hit y'all with the numbers we have left so that everybody gets an opportunity to get in here. We got 615-912-757-318-506-901. That's what we got left. We're going to get everybody in here, and that's what's up. So with that being said, we appreciate you coming out. We're so happy that you heard all of this show, and it's been a minute. I'm looking forward to what you got to spit, so I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
All right. Okay, I'm going to spit this little one to call Manish Boy. All right. Hey, little man, big man, king, Mansa, Musa, you a man already. You going to be a better man than your deadbeat daddy. You got to be. I cut off all my good books to cushion the burden of this beautiful black man God-gifted skin you landed in. That's why I named you Regal Things. Or maybe your own unique claim to fame. Or maybe I named you a good old name that get good black men good jobs. See, I even named you on purpose. I blew Bible verses in your ear. See, young black guys ain't got no time for lullabies. I'm going to train up a man. I'm going to raise me a man. Gold chain, got your chest out, dressed to impress, out looking like the same nigga that had me stressed out on my own daddy that stepped out. I gave you everything I thought a good man needed. The rest I thought I left out, but after 3 generations without a man around the house, it's a chance I'm speaking words over you that I can't even pronounce. But if it takes every ounce of me or my last little shred of dignity, I'm going to raise you to be the greatest man that ever was or the greatest man that is. See, at the end of the day, I got to be somebody's rib. Young man, the good book says in order to become a man, you have to give up your childish ways. See, that's the reason I took your toys away. As if little boys ain't going to find a way to play them some games. And when you don't behave, it says a rod is for the fool's back. I'm going to show you how to act. I'm going to do all I can to cast out the mannish ways, and I better not see a tear on your face. A man got to know how to take some pain, and you a man now, little man. Big man, mommy man, my little king, my everything, Hiru, Ogun, Shango, Kemet. I cut the men that hurt me right out of your flesh, and in the same breath I said, control yourself, to quit acting like a child. I ain't going to let you be another black nigga out here running wild, them unraised ingrates at every door that ain't got lamb's blood or a good strong man at it. Man, grow up. Somebody's got to protect us. Was the reason that you joined the lost god that called themselves trap stars and attempt to protect your mother, thinking that the weakness of interchangeably being victim and witness, because every hood boy's been told that the fastest way to stand 10 toes is the added weight of a loaded pistol. See, now my little man's the aggressor, and he's convinced the best impression is that weapon on the dresser. Is the smothering and my mothering the original sin in your origin story, man? Did you wash off your disdain for your mama name in some young woman's pants, man? I never gave you the support, foundation, protection, or the place to place that rancid pain. They turns into rage, but what's your plan, man? You got to give 110% to make it, young man. Any mistake will be treated as graven as these graves. They keep digging to bury every ounce of black boy joy they can get their goddamn hands on. The front man in plans, you'll never get to put your name on in a lab rat eating cheese from traps that the invisible hand got you trained on, little man. Big man, mommy man, Shiku, Ishu, Habibi.
my Habibi. Ain't it funny how long it takes to hear somebody call you baby? You had to wait until some young lady you hastily named Eden wrapped around you with her legs, pulling you in, offering you ease in the wake of your mother's needs for you to hurry up and be a man. Did she offer you short respite for your heart desperate for someplace soft? Well, that's until you take the condom off or find a way to piss her off, and now you get to be a boy. As angry women acknowledge the lightness of your lost youth transmuted into expletive, it seems as if the only way that you are gifted childishness is if when you're failing somebody. Damn, little man. Big man, Tahuti, Abatala, Ma'at, I swear to God, I gave you everything I got. Now here you stand, proof that life is a majestic sculptor with every pummel and cut. My little man has grown, started to look just like a strong man, bold, bronzed, and brazen with his soul salivating over a taste both familiar and foreign of what it feels like to really be a man. A good man, a solid man, a man who stands for something, one who's humble, a man who ain't gonna cut and run at the first side of trouble, a man with more complexity than a flat screen with Heathcliff Huxtable. But deep down in here, there is a fear familiar to you, the dread that cuts your milk tooth, the anxiety reminding you that you were never given the proper tools to be the men that you look up to. So you were blessed with a paradox wrapped in a paradise, a compartmentalized in Pandora's box, lost in the dark place where you keep the rest of your pieces that are missing, because we've all decided that a man's man can't embrace the duality of his existence, trying daily not to lose yourself. And without all these pieces, it's like your raw black form is nothing more than a weapon that you've brandished. I thought tough love was making you a strong man, but instead you turned out downright mannish. Damn, little man. And that's that piece.
Damn. That shit was out of control. Look.
Thank you.
Oh, my gosh. The way that you were able to speak about this particular situation and the raising of young men with... Mm-hmm. Let me go to this line to make my point. Cut the men that hurt me right out of your flesh.
Cool.
Man, one of the things you said, did you wash the disdain of your mother's name in some girl's pants? At the end of the day, I got to be somebody's rib, and it's the son you chose in this? Oh, my gosh. Like, the way that you go through this piece and point out this particular mindset and the flaws in it, the negativity that's attached to it, the type of man that you are actually raising versus the one you think you are creating the monster that you didn't want to have in the first place.
Hello.
And
well,
you wrote that
it.
So eloquently. You wrote it so eloquently. Thank Good you. Lord, this piece. This piece is ridiculous.
Thank you so much.
Kim going crazy on the event page. She writing probably every line that you ever put in this piece on the event page. I'm telling you, this piece was fire. Like, wow. Dope piece. Man, you need to come back. Quit playing with me.
Come on now. You say nothing but a word. I was in here dozing off because you guys run late and you have some amazing fire, rapid fire. Like, you can't even, you know, you can't, it's nonstop. You can't, so it's like you got to jump in like double dutch. So, but I'm here for
yes,
it. It's a beautiful night, and I'm glad that I was able to be here.
All right, well, don't play with my emotions. Bring your ass back and spit that shit.
Sure
that shit was fire. All right.
Thank you. Thank you again. Happy anniversary. And Kimbrella, more love, more life. I've been saying that more than happy birthday because that's what we need. You know, not just another year that we count on the calendar, but more love and more life than each new day that God has given us. And I want that for you because you are such a beautiful soul. So, you know, more life, more life.
Indeed.
That's what we had with
it.
More love, more
life,
you guys.
All right, man. That was fire. We'll put you on the couch and hopefully, you know, get on the vid page, say what you got to say to whoever, because I know some people got something to say about that piece. So please let them know.
All right.
Man, we're going to go to 615 in the building. I'm telling you, y'all acting the fool up in this piece. 615 in the building.
Mr. Renaissance Keith Eric, Miss Hurricane Kimbrella Renee, C-34 Music and Stereo, wishing you a happy third anniversary and a happy birthday to the Hurricane.
Indeed, man. I appreciate you, brother. Before you get started, man, I'm just trying to prepare myself because you be in that ass off in this. You be getting this whole ass. So I just got to get ready. I know you got something. You about to tell somebody about themselves.
But wait a minute. I'm like Fry and Ferris Bueller's Day Off. When I kicked the car off the cliff and asked, what did I do? What did I do?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you can play it off, but we know that you kicked it. So, yeah, I'm going to let you do your thing, brother. I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
Thank you. Piece is called Hype Man. I don't believe the hype because I'm not caffeinated enough. I'm not supposed to live painted by numbers represented by blood sugar. And I am never under pressure because I'm a diamond in the rough. I don't have attention, hyperactive deficiency disorder. You're just boring me. Accordingly, you drive slower than a Ford Bronco on a Los Angeles highway mixed with Colorado snow. But this is not the topic you dropped in to be an audience for, so let's begin. As I expose the hypocrisy of the thieves in the temple representing and resembling the false prophets here. The problem is, they will take your tithes and offerings after you give them a witness for a few scriptures out of context. They treat you like kindergartners knowing you want to hear some more stories you can relate to. And then they ask for your testimony because they're nosy. They like to give you orders and directions, slap somebody and touch your neighbors when they don't know who this person is next to you, if they're there to make changes or be that someone to lay in bed buck naked the next day, or be someone with a past violent behavior as you're wondering, what in the world this chick or fellow is saying behind the pulpit, behind the music, orchestrated by an effeminate minister, small build with long, straight hair. Wait. There's more racism and hatred playing on that hypnotic square box you're sitting there watching, wasting time following policies from politics, debating for your votes to get in Congress and continue to rob you. Democrats and Republicans, the real we the people, acting all antagonistic, yet they mingle in the same cafeteria, passing bills in secret while tampering with deleted emails, siphoning each other 69 ways like Clinton and Lewinsky is sickening, with CNN and Fox News and all the tricks they bring. Yet we humans lay in the psychiatrist's chair, hoping Frazier is listening. Maybe we need someone with baby face and some whip appeal as we protest with legal permits against martial law in the killing fields. Set to a musical soundtrack trapped with Similac and Infamil. Indecipherable mumble rap recorded on Memorex, so we'll think it's real. Is that hype enough for you as, like Allen Iverson, I break NBA's dress codes, but I refuse to follow the trends wearing dresses like Russell Westbrook. I think I've caused damages, so somebody better check this mic. I'll be sure to stay in effect mode night and day, proceeding like the Roots with the silent treatment. I quest for love and black thought. Now, do you want more? As I'm driving my Jaguar right through your door, that's that piece.
That's how you end the piece with the car. Instead of kicking it, you're driving through people's residence. Okay. Now, see, that sums it up right there. That sums it up right there. That's how you come through. You wreck shop, and you leave. So I'm about to give you an invoice, man. You can be tearing everything up when you come to the show. You got to get an invoice, partner.
I'm
you
broke.
Did your thing, man.
I'm the opposite of Dave Chappelle. I'm broke.
Right, well, we'll just have to confiscate your musical equipment or something, brother. Shit, we need conversation. But yeah, man, appreciate you as always, man, showing up, doing your thing on the show, continuing to support us, man. You've been around all these 3 years. Man, for real, like it's been a big deal having everybody continue to support, man. So thank you very much. Again, hopefully you continue to come through and continue to support the show as we move forward.
Hey, keep inviting me. I'll make it in.
Already.
All right, one love, one mic to the both of you.
Indeed. My man C Double doing his thing. All right, so everybody who's listening, we got these callers. I'm going to try to make sure I get everybody in. We got about 30 minutes, so I might go a little bit faster than normal, but I want to make sure everybody have an opportunity to spit. So I'm going to go to the next call. I got 912 in the building. Uh-oh. It's been a minute since we've had this. Hello. I know we're not snoring on the mic. Oh, shit. We had our first snore of the night, people. We're going to go. We're going to let you make it. I'm going to go get the next caller here. We got 757 in the building. 757.
Hey.
Yo, you're not snoring, are you? You good? You over there, y'all?
No, I'm wide awake.
Oh, my God. Boy, was sawing logs over that motherfucker. Shit.
Oh, you know who this is. This is Lips here.
I'm glad you made it to the show. Man, how have you enjoyed the show so far?
I've been having a ball. Y'all are on fire tonight. Happy anniversary, guys, and happy birthday, Kimbrella.
Indeed. Look. I'm still kind of thrown a little bit because I wasn't expecting a long song, and it kind of just got me there. But, yeah, you've been on the show for a while. You've been doing your thing, and we love that you continue to come through. You got the first Kiki Palmer Award last show, so we're going to see what you got. We're going to see what you're going to do. You know what I'm saying?
I'm going for a dunk.
We're going to see how you come through. You're going for, oh, shit.
I'm going for
all right,
a dunk.
Well, let me get ready. Kim, get ready. Press mute. Mic is yours.
This piece is called I Want to Fuck a Poet. I want to fuck a poet. I want his beautiful mouth to claim my nipples, making me speak in stanzas in a language only known to lovers. I want the rhythms of his verses to make my body dance to the song only he can sing. I want to fuck a poet. I want his stanzas to stand strong as he enters my lines, demanding me to match his words with my expressions. I want to explore the iambic pentameter of his God-given rhythms, matching my cadence to his as we spiral ourselves into haikus of complete satisfaction. I want to fuck a poet. Create limericks that can only be spoken by the sounds our bodies make as we entwine ourselves into moist pleasures only imagined by the greatest lovers of all times. I want to fuck a poet. Perform rhythmic verses that flow from my center, drowning you in lines that satisfy your guilty pleasures. I want to feel the thunderous climax of your story, leaving us satiated and limp in each other's arms. Yes, yes, yes. That is why I want to fuck a poet. I'm Lift, and you've just been serviced.
No, ma'am. No, ma'am. I am not old enough to repeat none of that.
fact,
no, man.
It's only half a piece.
That's
the
only
other half
a
friend of mine wrote.
Okay, half of the nasty. Okay. Well, that was enough. That was enough to get you another Keke Palmer Award, please, Kim, if you don't mind. And Miss Lisa Lips to the list of people who have earned the Ass Out Award. She, from the first line, I think she made sure that it was a full moon. I think from the very first line, the sun was blocked. So, yeah, with that being said, thank you for coming through. I don't blame me for your inboxes. I don't want to hear no problem. I don't want to hear no trouble. Because there's plenty of poets on here. They might have took what you said to heart, just saying. They might end up in your poetry.
Ain't nobody standing in the stead, so.
Okay, well, shit. Well, she calling y'all out, poets. Y'all done heard it here first. She calling y'all out. She challenged it. Challenge is what she done did. She said, is nobody in the way? So, yeah, it is ass out time, apparently. And, yeah, we thank you for coming out once again. I've been thrown in both ways because, you know, I just found out who it was snoring, so I definitely got to fuck with him next time I get with him or see him. And then, of course, we got our third Keke Palmer ass out of the show tonight. So we appreciate you doing your thing. It's funny because when you came into the show initially, you would never do erotica. You always had other stuff. So now you just showing out. That's all it is. You just
well, I mean, that is part of who I am. I do intentionally bring different things to your show, but I mean, it's the anniversary. And I may as well do what I do.
Hey, I ain't mad at you. I ain't mad at you. Yeah. So for real. Continue to come back and do you however you see fit. And, you know, we're going to appreciate it. We're going to accept the energy. We're going to throw whatever we got to throw on the event page for what you decide to do. So, yeah. See you next time. Hopefully you make it to the next show when we do this. And continue to catch the show. Absolutely.
All right. Good night, love.
That was Lisa
one Nash. Love, one mic.
Indeed. All ready. Look, she's still showing her ass. She just can't even get off the mic without. I tell you, it's my people, though. That's my people. We got 318 in the building. Uh-oh.
What? 318? Can you hear me?
I hear you. Okay, a little feedback there.
Well, hold on. Can you hear me better now?
Yeah, you're good now.
All right, this is Saheed. Abdullah Shabazz.
All right, say your name again.
Zahid.
You said Zahid?
Zahid.
Yeah, I mean, you're breaking Zahid up pretty bad, brother. I'm sorry.
Hold on for a minute.
I guess it's some real feedback there for you.
Hold on. Give me a second. Sorry about that.
Oh, you're good right now. You're good. Whatever you're doing right now is good.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, whatever you're doing right now is perfect.
Okay, sorry about that. I was trying these new headphones on. And my name is Zahid Abdullah Shabazz. Zahid meaning
already
a friend of God. Abdullah meaning a messenger. Shabazz meaning one of the last lost tribes of Shabazz. And I'm a poet and
that's
author of a street fiction book, The Black Senate. I used to be part of the Epiphany Group, and I like to wish my sister, Queen Kimberly Renee, a happy birthday and happy third anniversary to Epiphany.
You know what? I remember you from Epiphany. I'm going to let Kim Brella holler at you real quick. It's been a minute, man. Good to have you back on the show, brother.
Yeah, man. I'll be at work on Fridays, and I got a chance to get off early, so I'll be trying to stop by every now and then, but, you know, how these people have you working. So I was able to make it today. I'm glad I did on this special day.
Indeed.
Peace, my brother. I'm glad you made it to the show.
Peace, Queen. How are you?
I'm good. I'm enjoying the show.
all this love coming back around us, having people, you know, family like you come back in the building to, you know, be a part of this celebration. Couldn't have it any better.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I'm glad to be here.
Indeed. Well, I'm going to let you spit. I'm going back to this event page. Much love. Thank you for coming, my brother. And I'm excited to hear what you're going to bring.
Okay. Well, I call this piece Warlord.
All right, brother. I'm going to press mute. The mic is yours.
Okay. I'm a lord. A lord of war. A born warlord. See, my pen is like my mighty sword. With the tip of my ballpoint, I can rip the bricks of the center gun apart. I go hard. I fight from the heart. With all my mind, body, and soul, I was taught to die for a righteous cause. It's my only goal. So I'm giving this world everything that I got. My opposition, yet to figure out my plot. I let my ink drop. Like drips of fire, every spot is burning hot. I come like a corrupted volcano. I'm almost impossible to stop. You can't do nothing but sit and watch. I can strike my pen in the ground and like a vent make a vertical split in the earth. It's like boiling lava when my pen bursts. Like Mount Peru, all my pieces is solid as a rock. It sound like an atomic explosion when I pop my pen top. Coming off soft, respect me or get tossed off. When I'm on fire, there's no cooling me off. I toss up words, verbs, and adverbs to mortify one another. I form nouns and pronouns together and make them burn like spiritual brothers. There's no limits to my meanings. I move like a thinking being, consciously and totally aware of oneself. Thoroughly in depth, I step like a Buddhist monk in a state of blessedness. A black rebel, fighting in a way of justice, bliss. This is too much melanin. Devils can't touch this. You might got some fool like they curse, but you or your book can never curse this with your evenness. But I'm about to raise up your garment and expose your nakedness and show the world what you've been trying to hide, telling them little white lies. A joker with many faces, racist, Satan, Lucifer in disguise, hating this black passion that I have in my eyes. I come to save the black lives. My DNA carry greatness. The only person that I fear is the Most High. He said that he will walk with me, time to die. But by that, which live inside, it can never die. It can never be pierced, burned, or drowned. This existence that lives within will emerge in God's glory, and him and I will be as one again. So I welcome death in like a friend and lead this world with dignity. Take me to felicity, Ishmael, black and glorious. Let my black warriors bury me. Lay me down facing the east. Let my soul rest in peace. I pray that my God protect my sons, to Darius and Kiambe Thais. I see the all-seeing eye looking down at me for one of your high billions, standing high in the sky, illuminated in darkness, plotting on my demise, whispers to sacrifice my life. What more you think you could do to me? You done already took everything I own and ripped apart my family, but deep into my eyes and see. Do you remember me? I see your old Kennedy up there kicking it with your good old boys. I see you Astro, DuPont, Collins, old NASA, you dirty bastards. I must say, you one hell of a fella. Oh, you Rockefeller, Russell and Ronald up there looking like Abbott and Costello, Van Damme, Marvin Gans, you damn devils, Bundy and Lee. Of course, I can't forget you, you old funny Disney. I was born to die. Y'all come and get me, or I sent me. To help take off your mask so the world can see the face of the real beast. I'm a warlord. May my Lord bless my double-edged sword. My tongue can cut the flesh deeply like a sensu sword. Always on point, never off guard. I twirl my pen through my finger like a form of art, heroic and victorious. I drag my sword behind me after each battle. All you can see is sparks. I keep my weapon sharp at all times, meditating on life. My mind, development, or self and kind, gangster, disciplined, dedicated, dominant determination, but to meet with vitality, the proper preparation to progress spiritually, and a love, life, and loyalty. My knees represent knowledge that I may have knowledge down my path and not fall weak, and my knees buckle and I become a Judas. I speak in parables like a drunken Buddhist. My feet represent wisdom that I may be able to walk in the way of the wise with wisdom. God give me understanding to understand all this. I fold my arms to show that I'm locked in knowledge. I'm deeply rooted like an oak tree standing solid. God body, calm, cool, and collective. I look, listen, and learn. In my silent moments, I can hear the screams of my ancestors that these hell devil set fire to and watch burn. Karma, you shall get back what you earn. I move like a ghost in the darkness as the world turns. I learned that a warrior is only one who is willing to jeopardize his body for what he believes in. I give my life to all my little black children, meek like a black sheep with no resistance. I lay my life down in the middle of the ghetto streets. I'm a loner, so I walk alone, and nature's my best friend. Sitting in the middle of nowhere, playing with a love bug in the palms of my hands, having still my intellect and mind, I'm unified by my highest felicity with that one that's beyond all knowing. That one is dear to the gods, who runs not after the pleasant and away from the painful. Grieve not, lust not, but let things come and go as they happen, becoming a master of himself. God is love, and Bismillahirrahmanirrahim, Allahu Akbar. Love can be felt. I love my black woman. She is I, and I'm her. Together, we fight injustice on the same battlefields. Many more of our black warriors, when we sit back and watch them kill, I kneel only to my Lord, the God of all gods. I reach out my hands to thee to bless me with your mighty golden sword and touch me on my forehead and christen me one of your warlords. I have the heart and roar of a Judah lion, so hear and feel my roar. Bless, Lord. This is the tale of Zahid Abdullah Shabazz, a mighty warlord. And that's my piece.
Well, you said it all in this motherfucking piece. Shit. Somebody want to say something to you real quick, man.
Hold on real quick. Hold on for just a second. Yes, I'm here.
Yo.
Hello?
Somebody want to holler at you real quick. You there for real?
Yo, yo, yo.
Yo, what's up, my brother? What's up, King?
What's going on, Zad Zaid, man? You still slaying those beasts, bro. Epiphany Radio OG. What's going on, baby?
Man, it's all love, man. Doing fine by the praise of Allah.
Shalala Bosa. Hey, you still killing it, man. It's great hearing your voice, man. I just wanted to holler at you for a minute, man. Please hit me up in my inbox, man. Hey, great peace, man. One love, man. One mic.
One love, one mic.
Yeah.
Already, homie, yeah. Make sure you come back, show some love, man. You family, bro. Keep coming back.
I will do that.
Already. We're going to go ahead and go to the next caller here. We got 506 in the building.
Hi, it's Lady A.
Yo, you made it. How you doing?
Good, good. Happy birthday, Kim, and congratulations on your third anniversary for Renaissance Poetry.
Thank you.
I joined right around, I started participating right around that time when you were first started doing the show. And I have to say that during the last couple of years, I have learned a great deal about black culture and black history, and I was and have been very moved by it all and amazed by it all and saddened by the fact that a lot of this greatness has been hidden by governments and the country itself, schools and etc. So I wanted to say thank you for teaching me so many things, and I greatly appreciate. And I just wanted to just mention a few people who contributed to the history of black people in America and in North America. And I haven't got quite finished, but I'll read a little bit of what I've got here because I feel like it's a lot of this stuff has been excluded from the history books, as you know. And I think there needs to be a huge change in the education department so that they include so many people who have contributed to society and the world, really. So anyway, congratulations and thank you.
Already, indeed. So we got about 12 minutes left in the show, so I'm going to let you do what you came to do. I'm going to press mute.
Okay, I'm just going to read just three verses just very briefly, and I should have about 25 more. But sorrow, suffering hidden from history books, life lessons learned, and exclusive culture shared. Onesimus taught about Africa's method for vaccines, the basis to create immunity for vaccines today. And America did not accept the persecuted Jews from Nazi Germany, but black universities worked really hard to place the refuge. It was a place of refuge for Jews seeking asylum from Nazi Germany. And some of these universities saved the lives of 50 Jewish scholars who taught in these institutions in an accepting environment. And Katherine Johnson was a mathematician for NASA, and her critical work, astronauts were able to orbit and land on the moon. Her genius played an intricate role in the space program, and she was awarded by President Obama the Presidential Medal of Freedom for her contributions. Those are just three people out of hundreds more who contributed to today's society, who should be promoted in the schools and in the history books in a loud, very loud way. And it's just a tiny contribution to your show tonight in appreciation for what you do all the time on your shows, and I'm glad that I've been able to share that and learn from all of you. Thank you.
Indeed, we appreciate that. It has certainly been something in this country that is literally blocked. They have legislation that guarantees that certain history is not taught in schools. So we thank you for that understanding, and we appreciate, again, you continuing to come to the show. Hopefully you'll make it back to the next one.
Thank you.
Absolutely. That's Lady A doing the thing. We're going to go to the next caller here. We got 901 in the building.
Good evening. How you doing?
Man, we are doing great. And we got another...
Yes.
We got another Renaissance Poetry that got the dadgum scorpion on the mic. How you been?
I'm doing all right. I was having some technical difficulties earlier trying to get in, and it's just been crazy with all the storms going on down here. So my internet was was tripping, but I'm here.
Yeah.
I'm here.
Yeah, glad you made it out. Glad it got itself together so we can get in here and do our thing. So I know you've been listening to the whole show and enjoying and absorbing all this energy. So I'm going to let you release that. I'm going to press mute.
Jesus.
Well, before you get that, you know, let Kim know what's happening. Go and tell Kim what she needs to hear. Let's go and let her know.
Don't let her know. I'm going to speak the poem that she made me write once again, okay? Another poem.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, well, Kim, you already know it's your fault. Happy birthday to you. I'm going to press mute. Mike
Happy birthday. Frustrated. I wish you would have been here, you know, late last night. My dream was so vivid that I was awakened by what I thought was your presence. Reaching out to an illusion from my dream, not realizing I was still in a realm of sleep. You should have been here to recreate what was inside of my extensive box of these. I relish in the thoughts of your scent, yearning to feel your soft and succulent lips. biting my own bottom lip, listening to your deep moans, and ooh, how that shit flips and turns me the fuck on, which deliciously turns you on. You drive me insane in such a seductive way, you sexy thing. Didn't you hear me whisper your voice? My voice may have sounded a little staggered as I broke down the syllables. My hands took the place of yours, as if you were caressing my frame. My body disturbing the sheets, mirroring waves of an ocean at night, for I could not keep still, so vivid. I caused my flesh to pulsate. Telepathically did I awaken thee. I was wondering if you felt me or even heard me. I wish you could have been stirring within me. I spoke such amazing phrases that if any voyeuristic spirits would have heard me, they would have quickly covered their tainted little vanilla ears. Frustrated, orgasmically intoxicated, grabbing my own damn hair, trying to compose myself. The thoughts of you palming and gripping my ass, lifting me by my hips from the bed, caused my knees to spread, and oh my goodness, before I knew it, I was fucking the air. I mean, I was literally making love to the universe, all because of this frustrated curse. Not completely opening my eyes, yet I squinch, covering my eyes with the back of my wrist as if I was ashamed. I was about to throw a tantrum. I just wanted you here. I called your name while imagining you licking and stimulating these more than 8,000 sensitive nerve endings. You already know where. I would have screamed that she was yours if only you would have been here. I spoke your name over and over again. Could you not sense my circumstance? Did your skin tingle at the thought of my nails softly trailing over your cheeks? Tell me, you couldn't envision the body of my breath. Did you not stir within your sleep? Did you not feel restless without me? Ooh, I could have sworn that I heard and felt calling for Rena within your sleep, baby. I sure enough wish you were here at this moment with me, Scorpion.
Kimbrella, please, if you don't mind. Can we please get another Kiki Palmer Award ready for Miss Scorpion over here? She definitely had her ass out in this particular piece. I'm not old enough to recite the particular words here, but it was something that you had said that just kind of stuck out there. But I just don't think I'm old enough to say these words. It's just too much. I'm just going to say this. This is your second award on the show, and our Kiki Palmer would be proud of you. That's what I'm going to say. Kiki Palmer is very proud of the second ass out award of your career on Renaissance Poetry, because you guys, y'all are unfair. Y'all just come on here and just say what you want, do what you want, and people losing their minds out here. I got somebody in my inbox because you talking about biscuits. I don't even know. Somebody in my inbox. So you know who talking about biscuits. You know who talking about biscuits.
Oh, Lord.
Soon as you guys heat. That's all I'm saying.
This is a great show. Thank you for coming out and doing your thing.
We appreciate that. Thank you for making the time. I know it was difficult for you to get in here.
Yeah.
With that said, we're going to try to bring in the last caller if possible. We got 3 minutes.
All right.
We're going to bring Kim in. They're on the line with Kim. They got cut off. But thank you again. Hopefully you'll have no problems when you come back to the show next time.
I don't think I will. And claim it. You have a good show, and y'all have a good evening.
Already.
Thank you.
Indeed. Rena getting her next award. So we're going to bring in Kim, but we got another poet in. Might as well just go ahead and go straight on in, poet. You got 3 minutes. You might as well just go on in.
All right. I got to stay high all the time to get you off my mind. High all the time to get you off my mind. Spend my days locked in a haze, trying to forget your face, but I get high all the time to get you off my euphoria. Get tangled up in the web of amazement, drowning in the baptismal ink of his kaleidoscope, the lust and sensuality, such an insatiable hunger. Your hydrogen burns 24/7, astrified. I cannot wake from this dream, this fantasy. This mental trance has me locked into you. Your dick is on hard, but your erotic thoughts are harder. And your ink spill shall be the death of me. Every neuron firing faster than the speed of light. The ceridian impulses overthrown cannot distinguish day from night. I only know that I want to be tied upon your divine sensual train tracks. Run your locomotive rhythms, blow streams, streams of jism dripping from between my lips. Drip my thighs, drip tears from my eyes, drip. Please drown me in your sex, not what's coming next. Just let me drown in your drug of love lust. Pick up my ass and put my back up against the wall and fuck me till your naughty becomes my nasty. And the erotica becomes a vision that danced in your head. Penetrate me. Take me any way you want, see, because I'm not shy. Pump up my well until the water wells run dry, then fill me back up again. Let your liquid fire consume my lavacious nature. If only by not a moment of the day breaking, I will follow you like a victim. Drip. All over my fingers. Drip. My lips. Drip. 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 Of you. Until the breaking of dawn, recapturing, remembering each and every revelation found within your euphoria. I gotta stay high all the time to get you off my mind.
Kim, you know what to do. I ain't even finna play. Make
yes.
sure her picture
yes.
is next to Kiki Palmer.
Yes.
Cause she got the last
Easy.
Word of the night. That don't make no motherfucking sense.
Easy.
It
Look,
really don't. You better bring your ass
name.
Back.
I
look,
need y'all to know her name. Bring,
look.
Elizabeth is my friend.
Bring your ass.
Yes.
Bring your ass back to the show because we got to dig into these poems like this. Like, it don't make no damn sense because it's too much shit. And the show already ended. I don't even know if it's still recording us. I'm just seeing some Blog Talk lady telling me thank you on my screen. I'm still talking. We can still hear each other. I don't care. Make sure you bring your ass back. Don't be coming
yes.
in ending the show with some shit like that. We can't say nothing to
I'm
it.
Sorry, I had a few.
That's so disrespectful.
Everything just went away, and I told him, "Brother,
so disrespectful."
I told him,
"Oh my god, so disrespectful." You gonna
like,
sing and shit?
It.
You gonna sing and shit too?
Yeah.
Dripping all
she
over my
fire.
Motherfucking show. Come on.
She
now.
Is fire.
Disrespect. Disrespectful. Look,
that's my girl right there.
Everybody who's listening, this is Renaissance Poetry. The Blog Talk lady ain't kicked us off. I don't even know what's happening. Somehow we still going. This woman that came through and dripped all the rest of what Kiki Palmer had on off
to
the rest
you.
Of the show. It's done.
Drip.
It's done. And they're going to pop the lip. Going to pop the motherfucking
never.
Lip. Got the disrespectful. Disrespectful.
Look, the first time she heard that, she's like, that,
look,
that pop.
I
yeah,
will never
you
forget
look,
that.
The,
never
the,
forget
this, that. The disrespect of it all. Man, bring your ass
You definitely
back
getting
show.
The Kiki Palmer Award. You are definitely
yeah, she
getting
got
the
Kiki Palmer Award. She's getting the Kiki Palmer Award. Definitely to end the night. We appreciate you calling Kim and getting back on. That's how you end the motherfucking show. That's how you spit. Welcome to Renaissance Motherfucking Poetry. That's how you fucking do it. This show has been crazy. Thank you to everybody who could still be hearing I don't know why the Blog Talk lady ain't spoke yet, but I ain't mad. This show is just ridiculous. You guys did your thing. We had a great time. We're going to put the show up for you guys to listen again. This is Renaissance Poetry on Epiphany Radio. I am the Renaissance Poet. We got Cambrella Renee. We got Izzy, who ended the show with nothing but disrespect. So once again, come back in 2 weeks. We're going to do it again. Peace.
Much love, y'all. We out.